Party people, party people, feel your get funky. Don't try to force, feel your get funky. Don't do you make it, feel your get funky. Yeah, just hit me.
Is in the house. This is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it at IndieHeat.com. You're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapper Hollow Cookstick. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jay Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Dane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. I'm getting to the paper. Believe it, Lanked Up. Available on Live Mixtape at DavidBlaineOnline.com.
You rock it like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails, let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me.
Return with a show that's more fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and provide healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on the WGSU Radio. Mm-hmm.
here goes out to all the babies, mama, 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 baby mama's mama. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Like having a voice come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get up. She's an American Pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. I let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. You want to rip you up and start a custody war, my lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
If I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the good you swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way you treat me. Your little nose ass on girls and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a paddle, you left the straddling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more cause my dick all in, I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy. Infidelity can be cheating, beating. And the N to the G, they be the same thing. So who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Another worldwide exclusive is called Click Clack. Nicki Minaj, playtime is over. Big Mike the Ruler.
They call me Nicholas. Sales are fine, that's ridiculous. I beg your pardon, meet me at the garden. The number one draft, I'm New York pick. And I don't lose like them dudes on the New York Knicks. Shocking, I'm overseas, rocking hella capris. I'm in the West Indies, eating delicacies. I tell them they want cane like Erica, please. Brother, your money young like Dominican cheese. These broke rappers always rapping about a pink truck. I'm only happy when I'm hopping out the Brinks truck. And I don't need a 16, I got a Simpson. I goes in on a fucker like an instrument. These old bitches better change their dentures. When I get in the game, they gon' play the benches. Fuck your friendship, pay attention. Bitch, get at me, I'ma pay my henchmen. They call me Mirage, fuck you and fuck your squad. Head bitch in charge, I ain't talking about the guard. I'm on the other line, I ain't talking about call waiting. I'm VIP, lil' mama, I just walk working. Low Dose and Gabbana got this war hating. That's why I pop up in the Porsche with the top vacant. Mama, stop faking, talking about what you got, you ain't got Nathan. And you're not tasting, you're not mic taste. Get out of my face, I play the top like 8 springs on your mic face. Stay in the top place, check the timing. I rock bitches like they throwing up the diamonds. You want a flight, I'll be taking you on island. Mommy, your accent sound faker than violent. Murder them, murder them. Fuck the competition already, murder them.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most of the feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip, but shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See up all the money stacked all the shack now. See her push a button and let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows to my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chat Town. I got the crowd yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
With other southern rapper hooded in this. I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by blow, I was moving the bricks. Talk about you now, now we're doing it bricks. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be throwing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it's true to be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. You still see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a grown gal, hard talk, career with a shine. I got the time, there ain't nothing like it better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it. Baby, just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me feeling. Body talking shit to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then ditch your chance. Do an 80 on the freeway, police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, feel I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. Just the international player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, cause you're anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we cross on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep with a hoe me, pump some more weed, bump, you don't mean. Approaching with you with a passion, been a long day. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love it when you're throwing it. Time to give it to daddy, nigga, now tell me how you want it.
How do you feel? Coming up as a nigga in the cash game.
think I come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up and down, I ain't quick until the show's over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Cause if I can be nice full of holiday, a living legend, you ain't heard about me biggest lady Cali Day. Use a motherfucker, instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the other, still pushing the survive though. You're too old to understand the way the game's go. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot back. When some of them make the millions, niggas top that. They wanna piss to me, they'd rather see me in the jail. Living in hell, only a few of us are in the jail. Now everybody talking about us, I could give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cut. Nigga, tell me how you vote. Cause I took from the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phones, car pages, game rules. I'm living major, my ass is deaf. It's looking rugged, they grab it, know they get the bug. One of us gon' keep it in the step. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting high, see the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million, and then I'm chilling, say the more. These taxes got me crossed up, and people tryna sue me. Media is in my business, and they acting like they know me. But I'm a mass out, steal out. I'm ready, fuck that, put the weapon, fuck the steel out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
The first ever on Blog Talk Radio to podcast underground artists like you. Her motto is, the world has to know who you are. She can bring that which is underground to the surface, to the world. You might as well call her the world promoter. She can not only sing your record on her show, she can have your song played on three of rotations in over 500,000 syndicated, unsyndicated radio podcast broadcast stations throughout the world. They don't call her done for nothing. To have your record played on constant rotation, email radio.promotemysong@gmail.com.
Advertise with WGAG Radio. We're here for your advertising needs. Email WGAG.advertise@gmail.com. The best way to advertise. WGAG Radio.
Follow Dr. Foley on Facebook and Twitter. Or join our social network on the World Wide Web.
The Don DeColeon Show, no worries, you can download or listen to past episodes of Don DeColeon Archive on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio.
I'm the baddest bitch. I'm the baddest bitch. Bitch. I'm the baddest bitch.
In my world, I still can't find another girl that could steal my shine. I've had my eyes, I've had my loan. You can't tell me that I am not the baddest bitch.
I'm the baddest bitch.
The baddest bitch, what the fuck they yelling?
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicoleone.
It's your boy Versus, and chilling right here with Don Nicolione for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl, Don Nicolione. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Giff, and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicolione.
Yo, Beat Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicolione.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicolione.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? Girl, Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Corleone.
You're tuning in to IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, IndieHeat. Don Corleone.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Corleone Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We're so ATL,
man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me.
Yo, it was back in 07, did a couple of tapes, did a couple DVDs, made a couple mistakes, didn't know what I was doing, but I put on a cape, now it's which world tour should I go on the tape, so you told me I would lose, but I won, I might cop a million Jimmy Choo's just for fun, cause bitches couldn't pay for what's in me, Australia, Sydney, might run up in Disney, out in LA with Lindsay, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah, now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. Got two shows tonight, that's Brooklyn and Dallas. Then the private party at the Buckingham Palace. It means I gotta fly like a movie, no commercial. That's young money, cash money, yeah, I'm universal.
Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicolione.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. Lion of Judah, now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime, everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time, tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind, so all my bad bitches, I could see your halo, see, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah, now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime, everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time, tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind, so all my bad bitches, I could see your halo, all the girls will come in, as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done mastered this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Oh, materialistic ass. Common desire. Stank. Ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it for the happy you. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour, Don Nicolione.
Yes, 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 yes. Special shout out to my baby daddy, Wade. You know what I'm saying? You did a good job, baby. You know what I'm saying? I've been keeping up to date with you, you feel me, in the chat room. You know, special shout out to the Bruh Coffee, MBK, and goddamn Magic Candle, you feel me, keeping me updated with what's going on in the chat room on the Heat. Oh, shit, man. You know what, man? I got a song for the winning team. Anyway, you know how we do it. This is Late Night with Don Nicoleon. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Yes, 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 man. Let's see how this, what this show takes us to. You feel me? Oh, I got a question, too. But goddamn, I had a great question. I had a damn good question, but I just I fucking lost my mind. I got excited over the Heat's won. Big up to the fucking Heat, though, one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Lord is good. Yes, he is. Yes, the Lord is good all the time. Yes, the Lord is good. Yes, yes, yes. I hope y'all ain't mad. He won. You feel me? He wins. All right, let's get this thing going. You know, it's fucked up because I do have a TV here in the office, but, you know, it's just, it's not television ready. It's just, like, DVD ready and shit, and I don't have TV. You feel me? I just have the internet, and it's kind of real fucked up because they kind of, like, banned some of the goddamn game sites, so you can't watch it on fucking internet and shit. Fuck you, crackers. I can't stand you, motherfuckers. Oh, man, it was a death in my town today. Now, check this out. You tell me what the fuck y'all think this shit is, right? Little boy, I don't know, 17, you know, died yesterday, actually. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. And black boy by the name of Stefan, right? Or Stedman, one of them goddamn names. I think nigga named Stedman or Stefan. Stedman. Yeah, nigga named Stedman. And drowned. But the thing about it is he drowned in the company of a whole bunch of white people his age. Does that make sense? In a little town I'm in. Now, of course, everybody went to school today, my daughters, and the blacks are basically saying that the crackers killed them. Now, my daughters and my son come here after school, started reading a letter that another boy wrote, I guess on Facebook, I don't fucking know. And basically, I guess it was a letter to the niggas of Monticello. That's a little town I live in. And the letter to the niggas to Monticello, the boy that wrote it is also black, by the way, writes a letter basically saying that y'all niggas need to fall back, you know, because it ain't no black-on-white shit going on. Ain't nothing going to pop off, right? So, which, mind you, my daughters knew not to bring that shit to me, but because they were in my office huddled up reading that shit a little bit loud enough for me to hear it, I said, they killed that little nigga. They killed him. That's what the fuck I said. And so they said, but mama, no, they didn't. They were his friends, you know. All he did was hang around white people, this, that, and the third. And I said, that's why it would be unsuspectable to think it would be a murder in that motherfucking town, in this town. Because y'all motherfuckers would say, no, they couldn't have done that. They're his fucking friends. That's all he hangs around is white people. You know, so, I mean, it's real fucked up, though, because I did see the little boy last week or some change. I don't know where I saw him at, but, you know, when I see people about the past, they fade. They look kind of faded. The shit is crazy because I can see them about to go. They got this faded look like somebody erased a little bit of the color off of them or the life off of them. I saw his life getting, you know, weaker in a sense. And I've seen that with some of my, you know, people in my life when I was way back in the days as a teenager, the first time I saw somebody looking faded, that's when I knew that they, you know, they, of course they passed the next day. But anyway, but he did look faded, like, you know, he was about to check out when I did see the little nigga. So anyway, I think them crackers killed this fucking ass. They basically said that they didn't know that the motherfucker was drowning. And they said that because the little nigga always play around and shit, they thought he was fucking joking. That's what they say. I do not believe that shit. And what's so real fucked up about this shit, that one thing, it's going to be crazy because I'm about to tell y'all something, is that when we first got to this goddamn town, that little boy came up to my daughter and said, when you going to let me fuck that, right? Me being who the fuck I am. I catch that little nigga slipping, catch his ass in one of my spots in this motherfucking town. And I told that motherfucker, I said, motherfucker, your goddamn lifeline clock is ticking, motherfucker. You ever fucking did, you, I said, you would never, ever disrespect another motherfucker on this goddamn planet, nigga, talking about you gonna fuck. I said, why the fuck you asking my goddamn daughter, nigga, when you gonna let her, let you fuck that, you motherfucker? I said, I'm telling you right now, nigga, there's a hit on your fucking life because of that shit, motherfucker. God don't like ugly, you son of a bitch. And that's what I told that little nigga. And when I saw that little motherfucker, as a matter of fact, I saw that, yeah, I did. I saw that nigga prom. It was 3 weeks ago. That's when I saw that nigga. That's when I saw that nigga faded. It was prom three Saturdays ago. Now the motherfucker died yesterday. But anyway, oh well. But I just, you know, we got to blame it on the crackers, though. You feel? Because we fucking around hanging with them goddamn crackers, man. Them motherfuckers, you know, you can't. You know, and it's fucked up because my daughters, you know, really, you know, they really so fucked up. You know, it's kind of fucked up, right? It's kind of like you can imagine coming from a black powered ass up and down family, right? It's typical in America, right? You all about your shit. You all about your images and shit. You all about the motherfucking right way to goddamn live. And up and behold, one of your goddamn kids liked some of these motherfuckers, like on the like tip, on the like it tip. That shit never fails. Even like the majority of the white supremacist group can't stand niggas, and all of a sudden one of their goddamn kids be fucking with one of them, right? It never fucking fails. So it's kind of like, man, I got these. And then it was fucked up, right? Because I'm literally fucking having a debate with my girls. You know what I'm saying, about this motherfucker. I said, bitch, they fucking killed, them crackers killed that little motherfucker. They killed his goddamn ass, right? So they was like, Mom, we don't want to hear shit you got to say anyway. You don't even fucking like crackers. You know, you call them, look at you, calling them crackers and stuff. You know, like getting on me and shit. Like, whoa, son, wait, slow your motherfucking roll with that shit. Slow down with that shit. I said, nigga, if I was a mother, she said, Mom, you don't even like white people. You don't I said, motherfucker, if I didn't like white people, nigga, I wouldn't carry dead hunkies in my pocket, bitch. How the fuck you gonna say I don't like white people? Bitch, I got a pocket full of dead hunkies, ho. If I ain't like white folks, I wouldn't smoke white cigarettes, motherfucker. I wouldn't drink white beer, motherfucker. God damn it. Shit. Leave me fuck alone with that goddamn I don't like white people. I got dead hunkies in my pocket, bitch. Shut the fuck up. So that was that, but it's kind of interesting, though, because my children are, like, they're very vocal, you know, like, for real. And I fucking need to shut that shit down because now I'm tired of hearing them motherfuckers try to go in on my ass. But, I mean, I still sense that they killed that little nigga, man. I told them, I said, motherfucker, they murdered that little boy. They fucking murdered him. They drowned him. That's what the fuck they did. But it's kind of fucked up because I wish I'd never known the motherfucker, but because that nigga came into my world and disrespected my fucking daughter, then I had the motherfucker bounce back on that ass. Then I saw that bitch-ass nigga goddamn three Saturdays ago and shit. I really wanted to motherfucking say, nigga, say something, bitch. What you looking at my daughter for, motherfucker? I'll kick your ass. But goddamn it, it's all good, man. God don't like ugly, man. Fuck it. One less nigga you got to worry about. Shit, fuck it. That's a disrespectful-ass bastard, any fucker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, man. There's a lot of disrespectful-ass little niggas need goddamn off with their fucking heads any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? I got daughters and shit. They mama ain't fucking, you know, anyway. But, you know, so I'm kind of like two-sided on this shit. You feel me? One thing is like, damn, it's fucked up because I knew the guy. And the other thing is like, well, it's kind of good that it's one less sick bitch-ass nigga you got to fucking worry about trying to disrespect or fuck with your goddamn daughters and shit, right? Why you say this is a depressing Tuesday or Wednesday, man? We about to, what the fuck is that, Jolly? What was the letter saying? Is it not a race thing? Some cracker wrote a letter to say it wasn't because he was black. No, it was actually a black boy that wrote the shit. But what's so funny about the black boy that wrote the fucking letter? That motherfucker, all he hang around is goddamn white motherfuckers too. Got a white girlfriend and all this shit. This shit crazy in this town. This shit crazy as fuck in this town, man. It's crazy as fuck, yeah. He write the letter like, there ain't gonna be no black on white thing. You know, y'all need to chill out with that shit. I was like, man, what the fuck? The fuck? Now, I see why this nigga don't want no goddamn race war in this goddamn town. They all his friends. It was crazy, you know, it was crazy, you know. I don't know, but shit. I don't know what to say, man. I mean, shit, man. I don't know. But I ain't hanging with no crackers, man. I can't, not at night, not in no fucking daytime unless we doing business and it's in a public motherfucking facility. I just don't hang with crackers. And niggas go, that go for niggas too. Shit, I don't hang with niggas in the nighttime unless it's the daytime and in a public fucking facility. That's how I motherfucking roll. And it has to be public enough where goddamn, you know, public, like the motherfucking police department public. Like, motherfucker, I need backup. You feel me? It's fucked up, man. You never know when it's time for somebody you know to check out or somebody you never cared for to check out. Do you, should you feel better, though, if somebody that you really never cared for checked the fuck out in, like, a worse way? Not died of illness, but went swimming and fucking died. Is it okay, you know what I'm saying, if a motherfucker you really didn't care two shits about motherfucking died? You know what I'm saying? What is considered a freak accident, but there's no accidents, really? Let me know, you know. Let me know. I mean, I'm sure when I check the fuck out, it's going to be a whole bunch of motherfuckers like, shit, bitch, we really didn't care for that hoe anyway. But that's fucked up. But, hey, didn't care two shits about the bitch. Is it okay? I mean, come on now. For real. I mean, we know people die every day. But the thing about it, what's interesting about it is, like, people can die from illness. People can die in their rest. But when people die from, let's say, drowning. That's a bigger discussion. Or people die from breaking their neck in the bath, slip on a banana or some shit. You know, shit like that, that's some Final Destination shit, ain't it? That's like, there's no escape in that motherfucker. That means death is at your fucking door, and that means that nigga done already came in and took your motherfucking soul. There is nothing you can do after that. Let me see, who was it? Was it Frenchie? Did Frenchie say this? Yeah, Frencho said, I almost drowned in the Atlantic Ocean and some white folks saved me and my father while on vacation. Well, big ups to you not dying. Because, you know what I'm saying? See, that's some old almost shit. That means that nigga, that wasn't your checkout time. You know, that's just a little oops. Well, goddamn. That's like a goddamn oops shit. Because is there such thing as almost dying? Ain't no, almost doesn't count, right? I mean, you just thought you was finna goddamn die. I don't think there's an almost to any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like my grandma used to say, almost isn't good enough. Exactly, Jolie. So I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's no almost shit. But it's probably every last one of us in this bitch almost died. But there's no almost. You either dead or alive. That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is that shit? Ain't no almost life. Ain't no almost death. God damn, Jolly, you hot tonight in the chat room, man. I appreciate that shit, man. Big up to Jolly Ali, man. Your mic is open, man. I'm putting you on, man, because I want to know something, though. Is it okay? You know what I'm saying? To go, you know, is it okay? Because it is a whole bunch of motherfuckers that I've heard died that I was so happy that fucking died. And they died from excruciating pain and death and suffering and fighting for their life. And I felt a hell of a lot better when I realized that them motherfuckers died, like for real. Like, thank God these motherfuckers are gone. You know? You ain't never feel like that?
Yeah, I don't know if I felt like that, but I totally feel what you're saying. And I don't know if I would qualify that as bad. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like that when someone dies that I never cared for. Yeah, you know, fuck them.
Right. But don't you like, I mean, don't they put a smile on your face and shit like some gangster shit like you ordered the hit and like the spirit ram and you feel satisfied? You feel me? So I feel satisfied when a motherfucker I've been, you know, put that spiritual hit on their ass to motherfucking kick rock. You feel me?
I think the closest I've ever come to that was my mother's ex-husband. And he's a fuckwad of a person. And that bitch nigga ended up with AIDS going blind alone in a trailer. And that brings me joy every day just knowing about that shit. So I'm sure when he dies, it'll just, you know, bring me even more joy. You know?
Right. Is it better for a person to check out or just to suffer for the rest of your life here? I prefer a motherfucker to suffer while I'm alive. But, you know, checking out is kind of cool, too, especially if I just ask the heavens that if it be in their will, take that motherfucker. just, goddamn it, come on, grant me that shit, because this motherfucker don't deserve to breathe another breath on this bitch.
I prefer suffering, honestly. The way I feel about death is, you know, I have control issues. So, you know, once you die, you're outside of the realm of my control. Now you're, you know, with the ethers and whatever will be. So I prefer that you sit your ass right the fuck here
and suffer
your ass away. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you die of, like, a horrific death, like an accident or shot or murdered or drowned or something like that, you know your body is stamped into that dimension, and you are actually reenacting that shit over and over again. Did you know that?
I've heard that. I don't know.
Oh, good. At least you heard it.
Yeah, I've heard
that before.
Because
that means it's kind of true then. Yeah, you fucking, it's over. You relive it. But people can, you know, people who've crossed over, they can actually figure it out and stop it, you know what I'm saying? Because they still think they are really alive. That's why dead people think they're alive. That's one of the best things that they showed on Ghost. Dead people really thought they was fucking living. And
that
that's the majority of dead people. That's why they're able to come in, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
whoop past your ass. And sometimes if you see their ass in your visions, they chilling, they got on fresh clothes. They for real. I mean, it's real shit. Fucking talk to you, call you on your cell phone and shit. Dial your number.
But here's my question about that. Like, let's say, never mind. I just worked it out. Because I was thinking, like, if you get, like, let's say you get viciously stabbed to death, right?
Uh-huh.
And, it just worked out in my mind. Never mind. It makes sense.
Oh, all right.
Like, where are you at with this whole heaven and hell situation? Are you on board with heaven and hell, or are you not on board with heaven and hell?
Who, moi? Oh, man. Well, I mean, heaven simply means Uranus, Orion star constellation. So, I mean, I do want to, you know, leave this motherfucking planet and venture out to the heavens or the Orion star constellation. I do want to get the fuck out of this bitch and star travel physically. You know what I'm saying? I do want to do that. And hell, that's interesting you asked me that, because right before, you know what I'm saying, I came on, like 10 minutes ago, you know what I'm saying, I heard heaven or hell, you choose. Some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with hell to me is nothing but a motherfucking nice, sunny-ass goddamn day to crackers, and the sun is just burning the shit out their ass. That's hell
mm-hmm.
to them. That would
mm-hmm.
be heaven for me. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's my heaven. I want to be somewhere where the sun never stops shining. That's the only thing I don't like about Georgia, is because we get winter. You know what I'm saying? But if winter can become that hell climate, oh, my God, all the crackers would flee. And those recessive, melon recessive bastards in black skin, because there's a lot of them, too, that are melon recessive. You know what I'm saying? I feel better, for real, you know. But, yeah, heaven is the Uranus. The Orion means Uranus, Orion. So, yeah, I would like to go and check that little spot out, you know, stargaze, star travel. Travel the stars for a minute, you feel me? Hit up some planets, you know what I'm saying? That's about it. Now, I would move to Florida, but I like Georgia. That's the only thing. I like Florida, too, but it really don't fucking matter. I'm just striving to pull the sun a little bit closer to Georgia. You feel me? Cape Park. That's all. Just want to pull it a little bit closer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love Florida. I love the Florida Keys, and I love the Bahamas. I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a Georgia girl. You feel me? I just wait till my ship comes so I can go to heaven, go to the Orion. But what is it to you, Jolly? You still there? What is you,
yes,
heaven or hell? I mean, what is you? Are you on that shit?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No, not on heaven or hell. I think of it more like I've never considered hell as a real possibility. I've never considered it as, like, even any kind of alternate destination. I've always thought of it as not true. And that's even from when I was growing up Muslim. I just
even
always,
the Orion, even as it being Orion?
Well, that's, I don't think it's relevant to me, so I don't really give enough time to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell is just not relevant to me. And interestingly enough, heaven is not something I've ever I've never strived to get to heaven. So, I mean, if somebody offered me, you know, some wonderful shit, I doubt I wouldn't take it. But at the same time, I kind of deal with earth, you know, like there's so much dealing with earth that even considering heaven and hell to me is irresponsible because there's so much here. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things on this earth that going outside of this realm isn't responsible because I haven't mastered this realm just yet.
Yeah. I mean, what they say, the concept of hell is that, you know, the devil is there, of course, and it's hot than a motherfucker, and it's lake of fire, just fire and brimstone and shit. That's the concept of hell to the Caucasians because it's hot. That's hell to them. Magic Candle said hell is when you don't have what you need. You think, Magic Candle? Hell could be mentally. Hell could, you know, it could be that, certainly. People can catch hell because they want something and can't have it. That's hell for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's them going through a mental hell. K-Part said, and we know under the earth there is a lake of fire. There it is, baby. So can this hell be real? Hell to them because they can't go to Agartha and Shambhala. Shit. They can't go there. There's an earth in the center of the sun, okay?
Hell yeah, baby. Let's get it.
This is Donna calling y'all on 2 Miller Lights. God damn it. There's an earth in the middle of the fucking sun, motherfuckers. Y'all heard it right here. Hell no. God damn. There's a sun in the center of the earth, though. Shit. You know? Literally lit fuckers and also in us, so that's a blessing. Nah, man, I think people want to go to heaven because they haven't mastered heaven on earth, you know, because the people who believe in heaven or hell are supposedly, all those people should just be religious people. You understand, Jolie? Like, that shit does not really apply to us. A conversation like heaven and hell is for religious motherfuckers who book talks about a place called heaven or Samoates or, you know what I'm saying, or Sejan or hell. You know what I'm saying? That's they shit. And I find quite, you know, often that, that most people who believe in the concept of heaven and hell, truly believe in the concept of heaven and hell, they tend to don't want to be here on earth because they have not mastered heaven on earth. Now, as a religious motherfucker who goes by some book called the Bible or the Tanakh or Torah or the Quran, simply tells them motherfuckers that, you know, that heaven will come, you know, prepared like a bride prepared for his groom. Heaven and earth will come. So we'll come together and, you know what I'm saying, they will be married. So they haven't married the two. They haven't married. They are earth beings that have not married heaven. You know what I'm saying? Heaven, where it talks about paradise and how you know what I'm saying, I was supposed to be some great motherfucking shit going on up in that motherfucker. To me, heaven look cold to me. It just look cold. It ain't hot enough in that motherfucker. Just the images of heaven to me is like, man, this is fucking terrible. It's like I live in the motherfucking goddamn Denver, Colorado, or some goddamn weather in the motherfucking polar cap.
It's always cloudy. Yeah.
It just feels cloudy and dull. It just feels boring as fuck, you know. And who the fuck like harps?
I don't want it. That's
yeah,
not
man, I don't like that shit, man. Who fucking want to hear harps and shit? Oh, fucking, I want to hear drums. I want to hear the bass. You feel me?
I remember when somebody asked me some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think in the Quran it speaks of, you know, there being rivers and lakes and trees and, you know, all this. And it was like, you know, don't you want that? No. I'm be honest.
I mean, you got that already here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's the shit that's happening in heaven, I'm going to be salted as fuck.
Yeah, they lied to those people.
I ain't leaving on fucking Earth. I don't want to leave Earth to goddamn get to the new Earth.
Well,
like,
I do
want to
leave this motherfucker, and I want to travel. Stop.
No, I'm saying I don't want to leave Earth just to go to some new Earth situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's lame as fuck to me. If I leave this motherfucker, wherever I'm going, better not be the same as this bitch right here. Like, I could have just stayed home for this.
To who to say there is a war in heaven, and there is one on Earth, as above, so below.
I don't want it. I don't want a fucking warring heaven. Who wants that? No.
Why is there no war in hell? It's always the same shit going on in Earth. It's the same shit that goes on in heaven. You notice that shit? A war in heaven, war on Earth, faggots in heaven. Faggots on Earth, same shit. Same shit. Homosexuality.
There's no war in hell because they're all busy burning, I guess. I guess they're a little too preoccupied.
Shit, nigga, they bathing in the heat, enjoying the heat. Shit, they enjoying the heat. No, but, you know, if you really look at it, though, but heaven is a state of mind, and so is heaven. And you can make your heaven right here on Earth, and you can make your hell right here on Earth. It's a state of mind. It's just a state of mind of an imagination where they want people to basically feel like if they're not worth something on Earth, then let them be placed in heaven. You know, it's like the giver-uppers. They just give up looking for something else, you know, they call the planet Earth hell. They hate the planet Earth. But, shit, the planet Earth really ain't that bad. We just got to get rid of some of these fucks in this bitch. You know, Earth itself is not, the planet itself is not bad.
No, it's not the problem.
You know
what
I'm saying? It's like moving into a house where there was like 50 billion murders at, but the house is outstanding. It's like, damn, I love this house. Well, let me see the history behind it. You have some sick fucks that lived in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Some big-headed scientist done grafted these fucking crackers and then taught them niggas how to eat with a fork. And then they came and fucking started killing motherfuckers and taking people's bedrooms and shit. And you say, well, I still want the house. ain't shit wrong with the house, just the sick fucks in it.
Clean up the floors and shit. Get the blood stains off the floor.
Vivek said, Europeans teach Negroes, niggas never grow. Life after death, heaven, while they themselves enjoy heaven on earth. It's called bait and switch, but black people know better. That's why we bang on the drums here. And there was silence in the heavens.
Can I tell you about, because, you know, I'm always going to blame you for not being on late at night when I have to be.
Oh, shit, you got another one.
I ended up in this white conservative show, right?
How you ended up?
Because it was the best options they had, right? So I get there and I'm listening. I'm not really chatting in the chat room and just listening. And then the white lady is like, she did her DNA and it proved that she was related to John the Baptist, right?
Whatever.
Exactly. So I was like,
them crackers for you, boy.
Right? So I immediately, you know, I was like, wait a minute. And this is purely just to fuck with them, just because I could. But I was like, how the fuck are you going to be related to someone who never existed, right?
Oh,
right?
Shit.
Right? So now they had an entire plan for their program. So she was so confused as to this comment. Now the whole show is, you know, geared on clearing up the confusion between who existed and who didn't exist, right? So she's trying to get me to answer her. I'm not fucking answering her. I just won't answer her. And then after like a couple minutes goes by, and, you know, she comes into the chat and she's like, well, who in my family never existed? So I'm like, well, bitch, didn't you just say that you were related to somebody, you know, in the Bible? And she was like, yeah, John the Baptist, you know, kind of like Jesus. I was totally like, when I tell you their heads were going to explode, I mean it. I mean, the show ended and they sat in there for fucking 20 extra minutes trying to convince me that I'm wrong and they're right. It was
how were they? Where were they convincing? Like, was you being wrong? What were they saying? I mean, what was their points about John the Baptist? What they did?
They had no point. I was saying to them that if anything, Jesus is black, right? So let's just deal with that fact outright, right? So I'm saying, like, Jesus is black, why don't we deal with that? So they're trying to hit me with Jesus' color doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, then the
now they
black.
Say that shit, that nigga color don't matter. The color don't matter no more. That shit dead, nope. Goddamn it, when you hear chapter 1, verse 14 in Revelations from my black ass. But go ahead.
Yeah, so then, I'm asking her, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm like, the Pope knows that Jesus was black, you know, the Pope knows that Mary was fucking black, you know, y'all are being lied to by your own religion, how does that feel? So they're, coming back, they're trying to figure out how they can come at me, you know what I'm saying, like, they went to my show page, and they were like,
saw that little nigga sitting on top of that box.
They pulled the description, which it says something about to my black African people. So that's how
Okay, this is getting better. What else?
So they were trying to figure out, where this thing is coming from, and they was trying to attack me. But I wasn't responding to those attacks. I was just standing in the course, like, make sense out of your own shit. So they were saying, Jesus died for your sins. And I was like, well, if Jesus died for my sins, how come we're still in sin? Like, how does that math work out? And they were like, bitch, you need to read the Bible. I was like, I have read the Bible, and that shit is still unclear. Like,
and they don't say that, but go ahead.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Y'all need to read your own shit. You need to read your own.
Yeah, the motherfuckers. And that's funny, right? Because crackers don't read their shit either. Niggas don't read the cracker shit, and crackers don't read their shit either.
No, they had no idea.
They just take words of men.
What'd you say?
I said they just accept words from men.
Oh, they
It's just lies, passed down from child to child to child to child.
Yep.
And these same children grow the fuck up and still tell you to read some shit that they talking about that's not even in the fucking Bible or in the book.
In the fucking Bible, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they were trying to say something about Satan. The reason that there's still sin is because of Satan. And I was like, well...
Well, that means Jesus died in vain then.
That's what I said. I think Jesus a dumbass. I'm like, that's how Jesus looks like a fool. The nigga died for everybody's sin, but the devil is still here, so sin still happens. Like, that's a fucked up loophole.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right? They sound like children. That's fucked up. So now I know what black Christians get their goddamn answers from them goddamn cracker ass Christians, because they all give us the same fucking answer. You notice that shit?
Yeah, the ones that don't, the answers that don't make any sense, yes.
Yeah, and it'd be the same answers.
But they'd be bad answers, because you come up with another question off their terrible answer, and it's just like, bitch, go read the Bible.
It's an answer that don't make sense. There's not logic. It's not a logical answer. The same way how them niggas believe that, they still believe that Adam came from the dirt and Eve came from his goddamn nutsack. It's real.
Oh, this is what popped off the conversation. They were saying Muslims are, idiots and assholes, right? And I was like, well, Islam and Christianity is the same fucking thing, right? Yeah, okay, so I was like, it's the same religion. Like, so if they're assholes, I said, Muslims are just Christians 2.0. That's when they were like, oh, hell fuck nah, we are not like Muslims. Oh, my God, no. And I was like, it's the same shit. Ain't nothing to fucking, really, same shit.
Jesus was a Muslim. He said, blessed are the peacemakers in white. And when he came in the upper room, he said, shalom lak, or assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. If you translate it, he was a Muslim. Jesus was a Muslim. That's why the Quran has a goddamn chapter on his mama. You know what I'm saying? A whole chapter of Mary in that motherfucker. Sorry for Christian.
I like Mary's. I like her verse in the Quran, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm big ups to Mary Virgin in the Quran, man. That shit gangster. I love it, too.
It is pretty. I wish the Bible, they went through her story a little more like they did in the Quran, because when I read Mary's story in the Quran, it made me respect her more. But in the Bible, I mean, they don't really go into her shit that hard. And I find it funny because she's the mother of Jesus. I feel like there should be a lot of her backstory. Like, I feel like it should be a whole lot of Mary, you know what I'm saying, and less of other people who were in Jesus' life. You know what I'm saying? Like, Paul to me is not a key player in this.
Yeah, Paul never met Jesus. He never met Paul's story is inconsistent.
His story is like, you can just
goddamn rip Paul apart. If Paul was here right now under interrogation, man, we'll know that motherfucker is lying. We just interrogate Paul. He's not a truthful motherfucker. Nigga lied about every goddamn event.
So you say you went to the store at 12 o'clock.
You know you done fucked up, right?
Yeah,
we better interrogate Paul, boy. Paul, that motherfucker, that nigga's a self-appointed apostle. That motherfucker appointed himself and shit. It's like, fuck it, man, I met Jesus. When? Nigga, when you met Jesus? When, motherfucker?
Don't worry about it. He told
what
me.
What street,
don't
nigga?
Worry about
where was you at when Jesus had the Last Supper? Why weren't you there then, motherfucker? Where was you that day? Paul is full of shit. But you know that the majority of Christians and pastors and preachers and all them motherfuckers, all they do is quote Paul. That's all they quote is Paul doctrine. That's all they quote. They never quote Jesus. I swear to God. That's why nobody really fucking knows. If you talk to a Christian, they couldn't fucking tell you shit what Jesus said other than turn the other cheek. That's it. That's the only thing they fucking know. They don't fucking read Jesus. They quote Paul.
And Muslims do the same thing. That's why I know it's the same religion, because it's the same fucking problem. Instead of quoting who you're saying is God, you don't even quote your own fucking God. You quote some niggas, you know, that knew a nigga who knew a nigga who knew a nigga. You're not even quoting the motherfucker you're supposed to be praising. And what really fucked them up is when she said some dumb shit to me about, like, I was talking shit about, you know, white Jesus, and she was like, she said something about God. And I was like, how do you think God feels by you continuously confusing Jesus with God? Like, how you think God feels about that shit? You think God's just like, me, Jesus, it don't matter? Whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to focus. You don't want to talk about your God as a jealous God, but you study giving Jesus all his props. That sounds like a problem in your own shit. It sounds like y'all creating a problem in your own shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Muslims good at doing that same shit. I mean, that's just a religious spell. They all under the same shit. That's why none of them sound right. All they just want you to do is become a member, is join. That's all.
Yeah, the shit don't gotta make sense. Just do it.
Yeah, just join, motherfucker. Pray five times a day, motherfucking dicker. And Christians, goddamn it, just got
in a language you don't even understand.
Fuck all that shit.
Pray to God in a language that you don't even speak, and that makes the prayer more holy. It makes the prayer holy when you're speaking a language you don't understand than it does when you're actually talking directly to God. Whoa, that does not make sense. You know?
Shit, man, I think I was on, whose show was I on? Was I on MBK show? Nah, I was on these niggas show. I was doing what you did, right? When shit popping, so you end up going on the last thing smoking and shit on Blog Talk. And I was on this nigga show. I don't know how the fuck they got on God and shit, right? But, you know, man, when I hear some motherfuckers quoting the Bible or God, you know, I have to quote them right? So I think it was on that goddamn, because the nigga was like, and just like God, you know what I'm saying, when God motherfucker hid, when got them Adam and Eve hid, these ghetto niggas, right, when Adam and Eve hid from them, said from God and stuff, see, God already knew what the fuck they were, you know, he just wanted them to be honest and shit, because God already knew. I said, God did not fucking know what Adam and Eve was, nigga. He did not fucking know that shit. And he said, yes, he did. I said, if he did know, then why the fuck he had to ask them, where were they? And who told you you were naked? I said, God didn't know that shit. That God of that fucking Bible didn't know that shit.
That is an ignorant-ass God, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Or just a God that is no different than me and you. Sometimes we do got to ask questions to get that quick answer for shit instead of trying to figure the shit out. You know what I'm saying? It really just shows that God is not like the magnificent motherfucker that lives in Oz. But then again, he is. He's a man behind the goddamn curtain.
I think their God isn't magnificent at all because it comes from Cracker's mentality. So nothing that they create would be magnificent.
But remember, though, the Bible is a watered-down version of the Akashic Records and the Enuma Elish. The Enuma Elish and the Hatra Asses. So, you know, I mean, it's a watered-down version of really what took place. It was really our story. It's just a watered-down version. That's all it is. It's just a watered-down version.
Well,
the Crackers couldn't have come up with a book that got them good unless they had something to take from.
Yeah, but what they missed, the part that they watered down was the most important part.
What?
The part that they watered down was the personification of God as a human being.
Well, they did. They did show that. They showed that in Exodus, if I'm not mistaken, when God said, I'll go down to earth and see for myself, and then I will know.
But that's what I'm saying. That's their story. I don't think that's actually even, I don't think that the Bible actually shows a firm concept of
it
God.
It does.
As
the only thing is that if we take away what everybody told us what God is and how God acted in the Bible, and we look at the very beginning, and when it said that Adam and Eve walked and talked with God, and God walked in the cool of the day, those are attributes of mother. That's a human attribute, walking in the cool of the fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And asking questions, where are you? Who told you you was naked? You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. Those are human attributes. What fucked it up is that humans basically put that nigga in some goddamn box that nobody can get to unless they become a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew. That's the only thing. You can't get to God unless you're a Christian or Muslim or Jew. That's it. That's outside of that goddamn book. But the book explains it to a goddamn T that God didn't know shit just like half of us on the goddamn planet.
But that's what I'm saying, Don. What I'm saying is the God in their book, to me, isn't actually God.
Okay.
What I'm saying is just understand what I'm saying, okay? White people, whites, okay, they perceive us as God. So the story they write about God is really the story of the original man and the original woman.
Right, it's our story. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's because we are the gods and the creators of this realm. This is their story of us. So their story of us is limited to us. They don't know the story of our creator. That's what I'm saying. They don't know that after part. All they know is what they've seen and what they've experienced because of us. And that's the part that they miss when they water down what they water down. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Are you saying that's the part that they miss when they watered it down in the Bible?
Yeah.
But not in when the preacher preached. We're not talking about the word that comes from the lips of man. We're just saying what's in that book. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying what's in the book. What's in the book is really there.
Right. Oh, well, they're not going to explain it. They're not going to explain it. You know how many times? Well, I've only been listening to Unk Show twice, right? And there's a nigga on that, a whole bunch of niggas on that bitch. And all they do is fucking read the white man's fucking books, right? Out loud. Like they in some fucking second grade class and shit, right? That shit does get on my fucking nerves. You understand? But at the end of the day, if you ever listen to them niggas on Unk Show when they fucking start reading out loud and shit, you'll find out that they reading from these crackers. But even the crackers never tell them niggas that Iset or Ma'at or Tahuti or Anubis or any of these motherfucking deities were goddamn black. They just reading from that motherfucker like that's the Bible too. They're not giving that description that the ancient Egyptians were goddamn niggas, were big lips, nappy headed deities, was gods and goddesses. And you're not gonna find that in no cracker ass book. Not them books that them niggas reading on Unk Show. Not them Google sites and shit. They don't even fucking say it, but them niggas reading that shit like that shit is the best thing smoking and shit. Like it's some fucking perp or some goddamn good shit. That's some bullshit. They ain't reading that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you will not. It ain't too much, you a motherfucker. Even when that book, when that cracker wrote that book, When God Was a Woman. Yeah, he spoke about Isis and Kelly and Setmet and goddamn Sibel and Astartes and all them motherfuckers. But he didn't fucking say that they were all black bitches. He didn't say they were big lip, nappy-headed black deities. He didn't fucking, that cracker's not going to tell you that shit. That's why I don't read cracker books. You ain't finna, I don't give a fuck what that cracker writing. You am not finna get me to read a book about me and you not gonna mention my skin tone, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me what I'm saying? So that's in the Bible too, shit. And that's not only in the Bible, but it's in these metaphysical ancient Egyptian Kemet shit that these niggas read. Like that shit is the salvation to a motherfucker bank account. Salvation out of poverty or some shit. That ain't nothing but another fucking spell. You feel me?
No, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so they ain't finna goddamn, you know, shit. Hell, even in the Book of the Dead by E.A. Wallace, nigga, read that motherfucker. They ain't finna tell you them niggas was black in the goddamn Book of the Dead. Are they gonna tell y'all that shit? This is what they fucking mentioned in the fucking introduction of they fucking books before we begin in chapter one. My name is Mr. White Man, and I want to be very clear that when I speak about these deity names that you are fucking familiar with, be it Isis, be it Ra, be it Osiris, be it Kali, be it Sekhmet, be it Krishna, be it Buddha, that these motherfuckers was big-lipped, nappy-headed gods. They are not going to motherfucking put that shit in their book. I ain't fucking reading it. So anyway, you know what I'm talking about?
I totally and 100% agree with what you're saying. No, seriously, because what happens is, and I'm finding this out more and more as I, you know, as I allow things to be shown to me that previously I wasn't open to seeing, but historically, white people have not been around this long, and what I'm finding out is they are, I guess the simplest way I can do it is they're lying. What they do is they lie. They say that this quote-unquote civilization was theirs when in actuality the civilization that they're claiming was black during the date that they were claiming it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so what they do is they they take the accomplishments and they take everything that those people, you know, did and put forth and they claim it as their own. And unfortunately, black people don't always have the mindset where it's like, well, how the fuck were you white? Like, how the fuck did white people do this? Like, you weren't even around during this time frame. So how the fuck is it that white people accomplished this shit? You see?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, you just tell this shit, man. You can just tell the bullshit.
I think it's important for us to tell one another the truth. You know what I'm saying?
But the crackers ain't. That's what the only thing that pissed me off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really like, you know what I'm saying, the cats on BTR and Black Skin. You know what I'm saying? That likes to talk about that ancient Egypt shit. But I hate when a motherfucker read from their goddamn book. And then going to debate you in a fucking coma over what the fuck the white man said in that motherfucker, but negate the fact that that cracker never said that these deities, that your ancestors were fucking black.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's one thing I know, a cracker, they are not finna come out and tell the fucking truth. They are not. If niggas is waiting for the crackers to tell them the truth, keep fucking waiting. You know what I'm saying? They ain't finna, I don't even have a discussion over goddamn white conversation with white folks, because that shit there just pisses me the fuck off when niggas read crackers books and then want to fight you over what the fuck you got to disagree with that goddamn book that nigga hold cold hardly with. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think niggas are waiting for white people to tell the truth, and I have no idea why they're waiting for that.
I mean, they're not going to do it. They have saturated every fucking thing. Do you understand? It's like, man, they done came in and saturated our culture, wrote books on it, and sold it back to niggas after they made it kind of sort of like the Bible, took out a whole bunch of important parts, like you said, how they didn't fucking say that God was black, though, done in the Bible. That shit right there. You know what I'm saying? You raped and robbed our fucking culture. Write a book on that motherfucker and sell it back to niggas. Come on now. you motherfucker. And you edit that motherfucker out. You pick and choose what you want these niggas to chew on.
And they chew on it.
And they have no idea. These motherfucking niggas don't have no fucking idea. They have no fucking idea. That's the only thing that pisses me the fuck off. Like, these niggas have no idea. These metaphysical-ass, comedian-ass niggas have no fucking idea that that white man robbed and stole your motherfucking heritage, nigga, and edited the fucking truth from, took the truth from you and gave you that goddamn book. And you call it the fucking law. You call it the 919 laws of my eye, you sick fuck. You sick than a cracker with that shit. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck is that shit? You know? Quoting a goddamn cracker in a nigga house. I hate that shit. I kick my kids' ass come home
yeah.
with crackers in my house.
Don't do it.
You know
Don't
what I'm saying? You ain't nigga, you would not debate me with no cracker word,
no.
motherfucker. I'll
no.
beat your ass, put you on punishment,
yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah. I will
fuck your
you
issue.
Yeah.
I think that something happened in the household before these niggas was goddamn grown and shit, called themselves teachers of motherfucking dotheknowledge.com type shit. Nah, your mom and dad, you need to take your ass back home with that shit. Like, goddamn it, you got fucking kids, you motherfucker don't goddamn, hey, kick your kids' ass for goddamn using white man's word against your ass. Fuck they ass up. So that way when they grow up, they won't fucking quote the white man, because that shit pisses me off. Stats, I hate when niggas quote white man statistics and shit, you fucking bastards. You bitch niggas, stop quoting white man statistics and then say that the white man got a trap set up for everybody. Nigga, that fucking statistic is a fucking trap, you
mm-hmm.
sick fuck. Stop falling
yep.
for that shit, you bitch nigga. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's called fucking mind-fucking you, nigga. Now you think that all black women is this and all black men are in jail and all children,
mm-hmm.
all our black kids is failing and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You sick fuck. You ain't did no fucking knowledge, bitch, nigga. You believe what the white man say, you motherfucker. And then we'll debate you on that shit.
They
on
will.
Fucking stats. Like, fuck his goddamn
yep.
stats. Where you get it from, bitch, nigga? What cracker
yep.
made up them numbers?
Yep.
I have no fucking idea that this goddamn
nope.
nigga, come on, you a damn
up.
Lie, nigga. Our children are not failing. Get a cracker back his fucking lie. He wants you to think that shit because he know one fucking thing that niggas ain't figured out. What a man think of, so shall it be. Stop thinking like a cracker. Not thinking like a nigga. Y'all don't piss me off this goddamn morning. Lord Jesus, let me goddamn...
Amen.
Let me mm-hmm. that. I'm just saying, like, what the fuck is that? You know, what the fuck is this shit?
Bullshit.
What the fuck is this shit? Like, nigga, you still one of them old goddamn slave-ass, nigga. You an infiltrator, nigga. You still under the white man's spell. Don't come to me quote no fucking cracker. I'll kick your ass. Don't read from no fucking book. If it's a cracker book, if it ain't the Bible, I don't want to hear it. If it ain't the Black Laws Dictionary, I really don't want to hear it. If it's some other shit, bitch, nigga, leave me. I don't want no shit about the cracker stats. I like the Bible. Person is a really good book. That's why I like it. Basically, you know, it's a good tool, you know. It's a good reading tool. You know what I'm saying? But you got to watch out. Got to watch for the hook with these niggas. I just don't like it. And black women falling for the shit, too. All of our black men are in jail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The stats say that, you know what I'm saying, one that 10 out of every... 12 men are going to go to jail. Shut the fuck up, bitch. God damn, ho. Stop thinking like them motherfucking crackers. I hate that shit. Don't you know they listening, motherfucker, and you making them smile? You don't ever make the cracker smile. You make them frown. You get them pissed off. Make them turn red and shit. God damn, motherfucker.
But what pisses me off is when black people take statistics about our community. And the statistics aren't even true in their own life, but they'll still promote the statistics like it's true. And it's like, but in your own life, you see that shit's not happening. So why do you still believe that what they're saying is true? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the statistics.
Yeah,
about,
I mean, cause shit. I mean, you tell that damn white man is a powerful drug, Shada. That white man is a powerful drug. Niggas don't even know they own that shit. They in denial. They don't even know they own it. That's all it is, Jolly. The majority of motherfucking black power motherfuckers, they don't even know they own that nigga. They don't even know they own the white man's dick. They in denial.
I think they are.
What up, Doc?
I think you're right. I think they are in denial. I think, and especially some of these conscious individuals, they don't, you know, it is a journey, and I respect people's journey, but they don't understand what part of the journey they're at. Like, they think they've given him back all of his understanding, so they think they're at a point where they can promote this understanding to the community. And the unfortunate part is, nope, you're still sucking the white man's dick. Still doing it.
Yeah, that's why you got to watch for the hook. You got to watch for the hook. And you got to watch yourself, because your ass can get hooked in that motherfucker. You know, and then, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, because I've heard a lot from other sources that they say I'm, you know, like people like you and myself are very argumentative. We argue about everything or debate motherfuckers about everything and shit. But the thing about it is I listen to what comes out your mouth. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if something just don't sound right, I think you got some explaining to goddamn do. You feel me?
Yes. Yes. You know, I know you remember. Remember that show I did with Umar Johnson?
Yeah, actually that was the best show you've ever done.
Right? Okay. So check it. That's how I feel, right? So I caught a lot of hell over that show.
No shit, nigga. Omar Johnson is Jesus, nigga. You
right?
Can't
goddamn
debate Jesus.
Right? Yeah, what
debate,
the fuck was
Jesus,
I thinking? Right? Yeah. So the number one problem, and I thought that shit, you know, had died down and we were over it, but somebody recently called me and told me that there were people who were still bitching about that show, right? So I said, well, let me listen, because what they were saying was I never let the nigga talk. I just didn't let the nigga talk. That's what they kept saying. I wasn't right. I didn't let the nigga talk. So I listened to the show again, and I swear to God, it is just what you just said. He intended on rambling off these statistics that people just assume are true, and that's where he was stopped. Like, I made him accountable for what the fuck he just said. And almost every time we discussed the statistic or the facts he thought was presenting, he ended up eating his words. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, nigga, don't. Like, when he said some shit, like, he said something like black people don't like to share. And I was like, I don't know if that's true. I think black people do share. Unfortunately, we share, you know, a little too much. And then he explained that, you know, it was because of the system of white supremacy that the way we share has been detrimental. And I was like, well, but that's the truth. Not that black people don't share, is that we've been conditioned to share in this capacity with one another. You see what I'm saying? So you
right.
Walk around talking about black people don't share. That's not the fucking truth. What the truth is that we do share, but because we've been
we share with the
environment,
goddamn it.
Exactly.
But he didn't even say black people. He said black women.
You're right.
He said black women don't share.
You're right. You're
remember,
right.
This is a nigga that studies the the black community, and inside the black community is the queen bee, the black woman. So yeah, he said that black women don't. No, I think you did a very good job. I mean, you did what Jolly would do on anybody else's fucking show. You just finally did it on your show, which was damn good. It was damn good because, I mean, you know, in order to, first of all, you got to really think of it. In order to have a great show, I mean, hell, Phil Donahue would have done it that way. Fuck it. The white man would have did it the same goddamn way. Goddamn, Wendy Williams would have did that nigga that way.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks would have did that nigga that way. I mean, you know, you got to ask that motherfucker questions, and if the nigga give you an answer that don't motherfucking sound right, you got the right to goddamn ask that nigga to clarify. I mean, you did damn good. Especially on that, I mean, goddamn, nigga, that's a goddamn hit. That's a classic. That shit need to go platinum. You want me to motherfucking chop that bitch up and put that motherfucker on YouTube?
Please do.
That's a goddamn classic. That shit with you and Omar Johnson, that was the best shit. Because at the end of the day, this is a round table. You ain't no fucking square table. We all ain't nobody sitting at the head of shit. So that was a round table discussion. And I guarantee that was the best motherfucking show he ever did. But that's the first show he regret doing.
Well, you know, because his other shows, he just kind of stands on his speaking voice.
I know, they let
the
nigga run off. They let him fucking talk and shit. They let him preach. Who the fuck want to preach? I thought we done with church.
We all heard what this nigga saying, okay? We don't need him to go into 19 examples of what the fuck he's saying. You a slow listener. The rest of us are fast listeners. We heard it. We dissected it. We got a question for that ass.
Yeah, he's a fucking preacher, man. A lot of these niggas are preachers. I thought we were done with church, man. Shit.
That's what they told me the complaint was. I guess they was trying to get some understanding about some shit, but Umar had to understand it, I had to understand it, you had to understand it. That's the level we were working on, motherfuckers who understand. This was not a show for remedial polygamy learners. You know what I'm saying? This was a show for people who knew about polygyny and had fucking real live questions, not some textbook bullshit that you be hearing on the
other
show.
They used to doing, because, again, bitch niggas let that nigga just run off.
How does this help? Because this shit don't help. You're not making no one not jealous by fucking more women.
Self-guided said, logic and reasoning has been lost in the black community.
Absolutely.
And questioning. Motherfuckers don't question no goddamn old shit. I mean, because you know what? They still under the fucking spell of religion. I'm not finna sit and listen to a nigga preach. Mm-hmm. I cannot fucking do that shit. Who does that?
Ain't this no shit.
I can't. You ain't no way in hell, bitch.
Well,
nigga, you gonna preach? Ain't no way, motherfucker. We gonna sit down and have a conversation about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, yeah, the majority of niggas and shit, that's all they do is fucking preaching. Like, goddamn it, nigga, I thought we was done with religion, bitch, nigga. Say what? God damn, I can't stand that shit. Yep, the spell of Kingu, that bastard.
So I feel like I hear Don in the background. Do y'all hear Don in the background?
You can't hear me.
Nah, we can't hear you, Don.
Why are you saying, like, ask them, can they hear me?
Someone's talking.
Can y'all hear me?
No, we cannot hear you.
Huey said yes, they can hear me. Wait, I bet I am saying yes. Everybody said they can hear me. If you can't hear me, then how the hell are you replying to me, Jolly? Hell no. What up, Black Awareness? Jolly told me, oh, I can't hear you. Yes, you can. No, I can't. The devil is a lie. Shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was me, not you.
What's going on with you, Doc? How you feeling, sweetheart? Yeah, man, that's the gist of it, though. Shit, man, I don't know, man. Niggas still under the spell. It's all good. That's why as long as black people still under the spell, I'm going to drink my beer, smoke my cigarettes, and enjoy my fucking life. You feel me? Oh, you must didn't hear that either, Jolly. Fuck that shit. Damn. Why she don't want to go where?
50 was saying his, what'd he say? His 12-year-old granddaughter is here now, but in 2 weeks she's supposed to go to her mom's house for the summer by court order. She don't want to go to her mom at all. Do I force her or do I help her not go?
And it depends on the circumstance. Shit, I mean, if her mama did some foul shit to her, then you have to protect her. If the mama didn't do shit and that, she just don't want to go back because mama probably live, you know what I'm saying, rule with an iron rod. Shit, I ain't want to go back to my motherfucking mama house. Shit, when I was 12. So, but my mama ain't do shit. I just wanted to goddamn have freedom. So it all depends, man. The grass is always green on the other side for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I don't leave my parents' house. Yeah. Whenever I didn't want to live with my mother, I would live with my father. When I didn't want to live with my father, I live with my mother. That's how I kicked it.
Yeah. But they with y'all, right? 50, the 12-year-old with y'all grandbabe, y'all grandparents. Yeah, man, it all depends, man. Shit. If the mama on crack or some shit, nah, please, whatever you do, don't send her back over there. You know, if the mama on crack, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Let the mama, you know, enjoy her crack, but the baby don't need to be subjected to it. You feel me? That's all it is. I mean, a lot of girls want to, you know, stay with their daddy. My daughter wanted to do that shit because she thought the grass was green on the other side. I had to open her eyes, you know what I'm saying, to the truth, you know. But, nah, fuck that, nigga. I got fucking nigga, I got heaven, bitch. I'll cast your ass down to hell, hoe, and you'll be in goddamn shit, purgatory, whatever fuck that shit is. As I tell my children stop, you know what I'm saying, they want to go over their daddy's house, motherfucker. I'm shut that shit down. Ain't none of that. Won't be nothing to say it again, motherfucker. I'll rip your tongue out your fucking mouth. No. Okay, good. No draw. I mean, so it's really nothing. Her hubby is not nice and can be proven. He's not nice to her. Is he fucking her? No, is he messing with her? Because it's
yeah,
a lot of shit you got to consider.
What does that mean, proven? What does that mean, can be proven? It's proven that he's not nice?
Yeah, he's not nice to her. He probably, she has been in his custody 2 weeks. Shit. Damn, 50, I don't know the story like that, baby. You got to call in and help us out. You feel me? So we can give the best way to approach this situation. It's difficult waiting on your ass to respond. You feel me?
Yeah, like does the mother live in a close proximity to you already? Like, is it possible that...
Type that in the chat room. That nigga ain't going to get that shit but 10 minutes later. Hey, goddamn, Fitty ain't finna get that shit. We got there 10 minutes later on Blog Talk. Goddamn, because Miss X, boy, she been coming in late like a motherfucker. I fucking said that harp, that goddamn angel in heaven and harp shit. Goddamn, 20 minutes later, Miss X came back and wrote a fucking whole paragraph on that shit. Oh my god damn. Like motherfuckers getting that shit late as hell. Whoever's on Skype, whoever Skyped in listening to the show, y'all smart, cause y'all get that shit like 2 seconds. Y'all get that shit 2 seconds. So y'all good.
That's why I call in, cause the delay sucks.
Yeah, I don't like that. Especially, hey, I hate the delay. 50 said within 50 minutes.
But he also say he calls her names and threatens her. I don't know I'm not with that. Fuck that. No.
He do what?
He calls her names and threatens her. Like, he calls the 12-year-old names and he threatens her.
Yeah, man. Nah, she don't need to go. That's mental abuse, man.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Nope,
man, what the fuck
that.
Is going on, man? Why are these niggas, why are these niggas like that? But fuck the why. Fuck the why. How come women are choosing men has an outright anger
against their children?
Displaced anger, man, to her children.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Displaced anger.
What the fuck is that? Yep.
What the fuck is that shit? How come women are choosing that? I don't fuck around. You know, I just can't. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no dick that goddamn good on the fucking planet. And all the tea in fucking China, if that nigga got it. Ain't no, won't be none of that around here to my babies. You feel what I'm saying?
Hell
it's
yeah.
Like, what the fuck happened? Like, I don't understand. Like, what the fuck is that? And that goes back to that Midnight shit, right? When Midnight said that women gave up the power, shouldn't have goddamn lost their power. It's that shit right there, Midnight.
It is that shit. It's totally that shit. And that ain't okay. And thank God for her grand fucking father and grandmother and having a choice between the matter. Because if not, she would have been through the shit with the mama all these years. And
yeah.
To it. So thank God.
I mean, I had a nigga that wanted to discipline this other chick's child, right? But he was my nigga. But we all kind of live together. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and nigga got pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Because I said, nigga, you don't never put your hand on another man's child. You bitch, faggot. You motherfucker. You got your own child. You should have motherfucking kicked your son ass, bitch, nigga. But you decided to abandon your wife and your child, nigga, and live on this motherfucking wanderer goddamn mission of goddamn the All and Kulum and shit, motherfucker. You ain't finna put your hands on that girl, son. The fuck is your issue? You know what I'm saying?
Hell for yeah.
Like, I don't like that shit. If you, I don't even like, you know, mothers and fathers to me shouldn't beat their children. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so anti-beating. I'm disgusted when motherfuckers beat up on niggas that's 3 feet tall. Are you fucking serious? That is not fair. That child is at a disadvantage, motherfucker. Like, no fucking way. You should not, I don't believe in that shit. I'm not, no fucking way. I have thrown water bottles upside my children's head, but I ain't finna whoop them. You feel me? But no way. I'm not with that. I'm certainly not with no beating. Don't beat your kids, y'all. Please, whatever the fuck you do, don't beat their ass. Please, and if you one of them motherfuckers that advocate beating your child, you need your ass kicked. You should not be beating on a motherfucker goddamn 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. You sick fuck. You a grown-ass motherfucker beating on a goddamn child. You a sick motherfucker for that shit. Something mentally is fucked up with you, and you need some motherfucking help, or your ass need to hang yourself, duct tape your motherfucking hands behind your back, and pull the fucking trigger. You do not deserve to be here. I'm just not with that shit. I'm just not. And everybody, I don't know why motherfuckers think discipline is beating a child. Discipline is not that. Look up the fucking word, motherfucker. Discipline ain't got shit doing with beating a motherfucker 3 feet tall, motherfucker. That's not discipline. A child, motherfucker. That's not it. That's not even a form of discipline. Goddamn B.A., shut the fuck up before I beat your ass. Shit. That's not even a form of discipline. The fuck is you talking about? That's beating, nigga. That's beating a child. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck? That is not fucking discipline. That is not. No, the fucking ain't. I'm kind of glad that these motherfuckers put laws on that shit. Because that's some fucked up shit you do. Beating motherfucking kids that's 7 years old. They only been on this planet for 7 fucking years, and you think they supposed to get this shit right automatically, motherfucker? But you been on this bitch over 30 fucking years still fucking up, but you deserve to whoop a motherfucker ass that just got here? That is not discipline. That's just not fucking discipline. You know what I'm saying, Jolie? These motherfuckers just got here. The fuck is you whooping their ass for? Get a cracker back, they shit. Whoop a cracker ass. Do that shit. No.
I think I think my first problem with people having children is that there's so much they haven't mastered about themselves yet, and their children are the consequence of that. You know, it is very difficult. It is very difficult to raise a child and not oppress them by beating them and get them to, you know, do what you ask of them. But difficulty is not, you know, that's not a reason to change your parenting understanding because it's difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that shit, No, because the reality of it is that, you know, niggas don't want nobody motherfucking with a badge whooping they grown ass. You know what I'm saying? Then they call it wrong and shit. So, you know, for all you motherfuckers that agree with whooping a child, motherfucker that is helpless, that can't defend they fucking self, bitch nigga, let y'all be a victim of police brutality, motherfucker. How about that? Let's do it that way. God damn it, motherfucker. You reap what you sow. I believe that everybody that's a victim of police brutality is because karma came on their fucking ass. That's what the fuck I say. And they hand tied behind their back with fucking handcuffs and get stomped the fuck out. See, that shit ain't fucking right. That shit ain't right either. But goddamn. I don't like that shit. I don't like, get a white man back his shit. When do you beat your own babies? Like, are you fucking serious? When do you beat your own? That's a product of you, motherfucker. When do you fucking do that shit? Like, damn, y'all some abusive-ass niggas. Get a white man back his shit. That shit pisses me the fuck. I mean, that's you. That is fucking you. Are you serious? That's you. That's fucking you. You are torturing. That's you you're beating. Are you serious? And y'all
you know
need to talk about that spanking. Man, fuck that. That ain't no fucking spanking, B.A. Shut the fuck up. God damn, you a sick fuck anyway. Take your meds right now, nigga. God damn. motherfucker. You're supposed to have that. You're supposed to take goddamn 2 in the morning, 2 at night. It's goddamn 12, 1 o'clock. Take your shit. I hate when you ain't on your fucking meds. Piss me the fuck off. You make no sense.
You know, the point that you just made about being your own self, kind of, like, I remember when my children were young, and the first time I beat my son, it kind of fucked me up because I beat him, and he turned around and came to me for comfort. And that totally fucked me up because it was like, the nigga, I just beat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just whooped your ass severely, and then you came to me for comfort. And it made me feel like an abuser. It did. It that, like, that cycle of abuse.
Yeah, that is an abuse. Yeah, because, you know, that ain't no square beating. That ain't fair and square. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, like, I can see if they become your height at one point. You know, now it's really time to, you know, let's, you know, your nuts bigger than mine, motherfucker. Let's square off. Let's see who got the biggest nuts. But ain't no way in hell I'm going to put my hands on somebody that's, you know, underage, you know, 15 and under like that. I ain't no way in hell I'm going to do that shit. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. No way. No way. That's not fair. That's what I call not fair. That's not fair.
And most of it comes from our own frustration. Like, most of it comes from our own shortcomings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can recall the time when I whooped my children, and I know exactly what it was over. And it was totally over. That's the only thing I could come up with to stop this motherfucker from doing what I wanted. You know, from doing what.
Yeah, you just got mad and thought you were able to put it to an end.
Yep. That was it. That's all I had. Yeah.
That's that leftover slavery shit. That's that leftover slavery bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know that shit. Like, are you serious? We fucking know that shit. And we still do it. You know? Like,
I don't think we know that because until
well, we know that, you know what I'm saying, from being fucked up. Watching all that slavery shit, the movies and shit, it showed that these crackers would beat a nigga ass and hang they motherfucking ass and all that other stupid shit, sick shit. You know, so I don't think that nigga on the planet ain't seen that shit. And then grow up, become an adult, and then do the same shit to their own. Violina says, let us not forget that religion teaches corporate punishment. You know, and you know, what they say, the cracker will get a goddamn nigga to whip, Jolly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who the fuck does that shit, man? Like, are you serious? That shit, that's some fucked up shit, man. That's some foul shit. That's all I got to goddamn say. Please stop beating your goddamn children. Goddamn it. If you do it, stop it. Just walk out. Leave. Goddamn it. Get your fucking mind right. Then have a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
Become a lawyer. Or a goddamn judge and ask questions, motherfucker. Why did you do that, little fucking Dontavious? Why did you do that? Why? Well, what did you think that was going to happen, Dontavia, Pee-wee? I mean, come on. Like, are you fucking serious? Ask questions. It's that simple. You'll get the answer, then you're able to talk them through that shit. Explain to them, like, goddamn you motherfuckers. Crackers, get them back that shit. Get them crackers back that shit. That's all I'm saying. Give them back that shit. Love your own. It really shows how much they can. And I noticed that, you ever noticed that you really don't see too many crackers beating their kids' ass and shit in public and screaming at them little motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers.
Yeah, but their kids are bad, so that's not a good example.
Man,
like,
them kids are the devil. Them motherfuckers are the devil.
That's not a good example. Their kids suck.
But you see how they be handling that shit like that's just their way of life, to have badass kids, right? You know, the devil's child. They've been giving birth to these motherfuckers for a long time, shit. Since 12 of them was born in 1966. Them motherfuckers have just been popping out, but they just take that shit like it ain't nothing. Because they know they got the devil. They know. They just know that shit. Y'all, we about to take off, man. The mothership is about to get the fuck out of here. You got 2 seconds to call in or Skype in. You won't be able to hear the next hour of the show unless you call in or Skype in. Your boarding pass number 347-884-9239. There it is right there. Anybody want in, want their mic open, come on in. Push one now. We about to take off in this motherfucker. Push one on the call line. Please believe it. Stop being your kids and get the white folks back that shit. Have some patience, baby. Have some discipline, your damn self, mothers and fathers.
Exactly. I think that's
have
the
some
key
discipline,
is that
discipline,
you just
some
discipline yourself. You discipline yourself.
Right. Because it takes one that is disciplined to know how to usher out discipline, okay? And discipline is not brute force, okay, motherfucker,
no.
Or spanking or any
no.
of that shit, okay?
No.
You should not be even touching a child, motherfucker. You shouldn't even lay, especially a man, you ain't got no business putting your hands on no motherfucking child, you sick nigga. Get a cracker back and shit. Brainwash your ass, nigga. I don't like that shit. All ones, I think your mic open. Did I open your mic? Come on in, all ones. We about to take off, baby. All ones, come on in. Ain't nothing but B.A. B.A., bring your ass on in, shorty. Anyway, fuck it. Moving right along, the next thing that niggas should not do. The niggas should give up. Like, the last thing that we want to hear a nigga say to a group of niggas is stop buying rims and weave and nails. No, nigga, no, that's the last thing on the stop list, okay?
Yeah.
We at the top. Let's deal with the most important shit that niggas need to stop first. We about to talk about that shit. When the mothership, we about to take off. Let's do it. We got 60 seconds. Let's do it. 315,
well, right.
Your mic open.
Gotcha. Citizens of the universe,
your mic is open.
We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me. Stride and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership.
It's running.
Loose boots.
I know my
voice
for it, man. I shut the fuck down, man. All right, man. The 24 elders have made it onto the ship, man. Thank y'all so much for joining us on the mothership. I am your captain, no name speaking. All right, 314, come on in. And 773, your mic is open too as well. What you got for us, 314?
Hey, this is Dog. I'm chilling.
Hey, Dog. How you doing, baby?
I'm just listening, baby. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm in the
Dog
background.
One of the coolest motherfuckers on Blog Talk. I ain't goddamn Jolly. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
I know. I don't know why he won't let me be his 19th wife. I think that's fucked up.
You too young. You ain't hear that nigga get a description?
Yeah.
You know, nigga, he got standards. All right, I'm getting the feedback. Turn y'all Skype down or some old shit. Dog got skin standards and shit. That's fucked up. When a nigga got standards, don't it make you want him more?
I think if he was make a meeting with me and his wives, I think they would agree on me.
You ain't answer my question.
Oh, that was intentional.
I said when a man have standards, don't it make you want him more?
Yeah, I can see that.
I only met one man during that time that really had standards, and I was so pissed at that motherfucker for having that shit. I was so fucking mad. I wanted to fucking kick his ass. The motherfucker said, I cannot fuck with you because you're married. I was like, what? Are you? Get the fuck out. You got to be out your goddamn mind. Are you fucking serious? Nigga said, because if I get married, I wouldn't want my wife doing this shit. You know, I'm like, well, goddamn. Don't think it's my husband now. It's my other husband.
No, I got
the best thing. That goddamn, yeah. I got the best thing since the spoon was invented. You feel me? But, you know, yeah, that motherfucker with me. Goddamn, I was pissed. Like, are you fucking serious, nigga? Because I fucking told you I was fucking married, you bastard. You motherfucker, I hate you. Anyway, 773, come on in. 773, come on, baby, your mic open. No? You not want to say nothing? Can anybody hear me out there? Sally, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Oh,
okay,
because
you know my phone
will go out. Was 50, and he was saying because his granddaughter's still up, he can't talk to us about this.
Well, talk to us about some other shit, then. Try to paraphrase. Speaking code,
yeah.
We black.
Codes, nigga. Speaking codes.
Spare that shit. Spare your words.
Yeah, you
do
say,
black,
you say,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
say
it on
black,
this
nigga.
End. Nay, oop, nay, kids A,
order
mama A.
Yep, father A. E-A, U-A, A-Z, Cray.
Look, we'll give the hubby a nickname. We'll call him bitch-ass nigga.
We'll say Oprah. We'll switch it like I used to do sometimes. Make it a female instead of male you're talking about. You know, they'll never
nice.
Know. That's
nice.
How I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be like, and guess what else she said? Especially when I want my husband to know.
Nice.
I be like, you wouldn't believe what else she said to him. God damn, drink some water, boy. Anyway, I agree, fuck it. Fuck it, let it go. Let it go, 50. We overstand, though, but fuck it, man. You know, you ain't got to tell us your issue, man. I'll tell you one thing, though. Don't send her back, man. It's an abusive environment that she's in, man. The fucking devil lives in her house, and that shit's not good. And her mother's sleeping with the fucking enemy, and, you know, she's not that conscious enough to fucking know. So, I mean... please, whatever you do, don't send her back there. That's, and then, because the blood will be on your hands if you do. Especially if you said it's been proven, so you know that the motherfucker is sick. Don't send a child that can't defend herself back into the motherfucking house where the devil at.
Yeah.
So, nah, fuck that, because the blood would be on y'all hands, man. I'm telling
yeah,
you, she going to run
yeah,
away and shit. That's what he's forcing her to do.
Yeah.
He's forcing her to
yep.
run away.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to be forced to run. It's going to be a bad situation, I'm telling you. Nah, she don't want to go. She's crying. She's pleading for her fucking life. She's no different than that black chick that pled for her life in court, asking the judge, do not lift that straining order. And the white judge said, fuck you, bitch, I am. And then the crazy-ass nigga doused that bitch and set her on fire shortly after court. Bitch was pleading for her life like you just don't know this nigga, please.
Yep.
Whatever the fuck you do. Like, people don't understand, man. Listen to the child. Y'all are her savior. Y'all got to save her, man. We got to save the children. We don't do shit else on this planet. Please save the babies. Save the babies. It's fucked up that the black devil is amongst us, sleeping with us, eating with us. You know, that's like the worst goddamn thing to have. We already know that the white man is the devil, but what's fucked up is that the black devil is even better because the motherfucker look like us and he or she can get in our circle. They're easier. That's why there's black devils, because they can blend in like can. You gotta damn watch that shit. Don't do it. Whatever you do, do not send her back.
Mm-mm.
That girl
fuck
don't
him.
Need to be
fuck
abused,
her.
Scarred, none of that
yep.
shit. This is the problem. That's why I really want to, you know, raise my daughters and my son up mentally where they've never been abused, mentally or physically. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm doing good so far. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, because we've all got these little fucked up ass stories from childhood and shit, how we was fucked up and abused. So my mission was to make sure that I can breed some beings that have not been scarred or been touched or been fucked up, you know what I'm saying, as a child. You know what I'm saying? And so they can grow up kind of like seriously healthy. You know what I'm saying? Because we some fucked up motherfuckers right now. The majority of us, we are totally fucked up because there was no protection. We was left unprotected.
And what I really can't stand is when people with these fucked up lives have the mentality like it's okay to bring children into their fucked up lives. You know, like we can all just be fucked up together. This ain't absolutely not. Don't have kids then. If you like your fucked up life, then be selfish and live your own fucked up life. But don't bring motherfuckers into your bullshit and act like, you know, this is their birthright. Fucked up life? A birthright? I don't think so, bitch. You got the wrong motherfucker.
So what if she fuck around and get pregnant? Should she get an abortion, Charlie?
Fuck yeah.
Like, nigga, I do not want yours, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. I ain't into that dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? If she goes and gets an abortion, the abortion work out, then God agrees that baby didn't need to be born to that bitch. She going to get an abortion, the shit didn't take, she got to have that baby anyway. Hey, what can I say? That baby got a purpose.
Ain't that the truth? Nope, don't do it. Fireliners, I thought you was leaving. Fireliners still in this motherfucker. Fala, you better take your ass to sleep. Get you some rest, y'all. You can't hang. You got shit to do in the morning.
Did you see the Braxton?
Did you see it on Georgia Gossip?
No, I mean the most recent episode.
Yeah,
the
did
one
you see it on Georgia Gossip? I put it up.
No, you didn't post it. The yes. One where Tracy's going off on Tamar?
That shit ain't out yet.
Okay. I think it came out today. We got to wait till tomorrow to see that shit.
Huh?
I can't. I think it came out. I think it aired today. We got to wait.
Oh, shit. Let me post it. Check my email.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see Tracy going off on Tamar's ass. Woo!
Man, that's called an edit dictation, man. You ain't no telling how that shit is going to be once we see it. You feel me?
I hope it's what everyone dreams of. Tamar,
really?
Shut the fuck up. That's what I dream of.
Yeah, I don't like Tamar, man. I mean, we back on this again, right? I like Tamar, okay? I mean, well, we have to keep going back in this little match, man. I like Tamar, and I like Nicki Minaj, okay? What the fuck is that shit?
Nah.
Goddamn.
You know,
now, Tamar makes plenty of fucking sense, though. She makes sense when she does.
Yep.
She makes sense.
Yep, she does. And I think the way Tony deals with her causes me to have more patience with her, but I'm not a fan. Like, a lot of the things she says is fucking true. I cannot lie. I just don't like her personality. That's just,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to discredit her for the shit she be saying that is absolutely true.
I mean, you know what? And it's so interesting because all of them actually have a unique personality. Every last one of them. And,
yeah.
I mean, I just fucking, I mean, it's like the best so-called, Fireliners, you stealing this bitch. God damn. But they got the best personality as sisters, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they all unique, but their bond is so fucking strong. You know what I'm saying? They got the strongest bond. They husbands don't like that shit. You got to love it. You just got to fucking love it, right?
Yeah.
You got to love it, man. I mean, I love it. I love it. And that's how I want my daughters to be. I wish I just had a house full of daughters, you know? I tried. I really tried to fucking have four daughters. I ended up having
She has a son, though. You know, they have
right,
a bond.
She does. Yeah, she does. But I'm talking about the sister's bond. A sister's bond.
Yeah.
That shit
is
incredibly great.
Is.
And even when she went through the house, remember when she went through your girl house, when the little new house that her little Mexican white husband got? And she is right about that.
Yeah.
She is so right about that fucking house.
Yeah.
You know, like she said, that nigga should be taking you up a notch, not down a notch. I mean, this bitch got game. The girl is fucking intelligent.
Yep.
She is intelligent, and I just pray that I have a daughter you know what I'm saying, that got that same game I spit, you know what I'm saying, so she's able to keep them, my other daughters, in line, or at least all of them. Goddamn, can I get every last one of my daughters with some fucking game?
But you know that they respect her opinion because they, like I noticed that it was editing between Tamar and Trina because they were trying to act like Trina and Tamar have this, like, real contentious relationship. But you can tell that that's from editing because Trina went out of her way, you know, to show Tamar her house. You know what I'm saying? She wanted Tamar to see the house so she could tell her what she thinks.
And you know what,
so
I noticed too? You know what I noticed too? Real talk. When you know when they go into that private confession little shit where they just talk by themselves, after they've had a conversation with Tamar, don't they always come out and say, Tamar was right. You know, maybe I shouldn't have been. Or maybe I should. I mean, all of them go right in that goddamn confession booth and say that she's right. And she's the baby girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Tawanda
I like the fact
said,
that they know truth when they hear it. And they're not looking at her as their little sister.
Exactly. And that is their connection that I totally respect. Because Tawanda said some shit just like you said. Like, she said something like, you know, Tamar is this, but she was right. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, Tamar be going all the way to the left. But I think, oh, it was when they were talking to fucking Trina's goddamn husband. And Tawanda was like, you know, Tamar went a little too far, whoopie whoopie whoop. But I think she's right. I think it is fucking Tamar. You know what I'm saying? I think she's right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's a phenomenal show. I really do like the dynamics between the sisters. I mean, yeah, I have sisters, and I'm very familiar with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
Said he got a friend that got three daughters, and they fight. They more wilder than the males, and they don't get along. They're not friends. How old are they, 50? Put it in the chat room. I love it, shit. I mean, I love the fucking bond. I wish I could get. I mean, that to me, that's like the new Cosby Show of on some sister shit. You feel me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got, yeah, that's because they still growing. They just got here on this planet. They're going to stick together like glue when they get older. Because my daughters go through it all the time. They fight, argue, and all that shit. Well, they really don't fight, but they cuss. They just be goddamn going in at each other, and I just sit there like goddamn Toni Braxton mama just watching that shit.
Yeah, they don't work it out. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, 12, 16, and 17, 50, that's shit. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. Them motherfuckers gonna be stuck like glue when they get older.
But you know, parents do need to foster that, because sometimes mothers will do some shit with their daughters where they'll like foster a competition between them, and that shit's unhealthy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do that. I do that all the time.
Okay, that's unhealthy.
They don't mind it. They don't bottle up and cry and say, you know, you always say that Sonata is the best or Warrior is the best. Oh, I'm God, nigga. I favor whom I pleases. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I only
you know
have
what I'm saying? I play
children.
God in the house. I pin one against it. I'm the Willie Lynch in my fucking house.
How are you going to tell us not to beat our children? Wait a minute.
Get a white man back his shit.
Yeah,
get a white man back his shit, motherfucker.
See, I'm glad I caught that part. Fine, man. Right on, Jolly.
Man, fuck y'all motherfuckers, man. Shit.
See, I'm a good candidate for a 19th wife. See?
20, 20. Shit, girl, you still below the goddamn, you still below the standard bar.
Aaliyah said age ain't nothing but a number, Doc. Come on now.
It ain't that. It's just you got too much shit you got to do. He got to wait till you burn out your desires.
But see, what Doc doesn't understand is I'm not like those other women, okay? Those other women who, you know, because of their age or their experience or whatever, they feel like, you know, they have to accomplish all these things before they can be in a relationship sincerely. I don't have to live like that. You know?
So what you like, Jolly? Like, shit, I ain't about to accomplish shit. I ain't accomplished shit, nigga. I'm ready to fuck. All right, nigga, fuck that nigga. I ain't about to accomplish shit. I ain't got no goals, motherfucker. My goals is your goals. I ain't got shit to do. I have no aspirations, no fucking nothing, motherfucker. What's up? Let's get this popping.
No perspiration.
My goals is your goals.
I do fire liners. That's exactly what that do.
I love it.
Nigga, I still think about that shit, too. You feel me? Because, you know, my husband ate and shit, and I be thinking about that shit like, wow. That shit gangster, you know, because, nigga, I come to that motherfucker every day like, oh, my God, baby, I want to fucking pick up skiing now, okay? I won't see you. I'll be gone for the weekend. Ta-ta! That motherfucker there. That nigga got hell on his hands. I can imagine. So that's why I couldn't even debate. I couldn't even debate Doc when Doc mentioned, you know, he preferred a more settled woman, one that already fulfilled whatever the fuck, you know, and then there's women that's that age, is like in their 40s and shit like that. So he right, because I got some,
yeah.
I know some 40s and some change bitches, and I call them hoes, and if they ain't at work, they at home. You feel me? So, shit, them hoes ain't got no life. Fuck it. I got shit to do. I got shit to do to the day I die. I got a bucket list. Fuck that. Shit.
Shit, you better kick that bucket.
Nah, I ain't kicking that fucking bucket, baby. I got a bucket. I got shit. Shit. I got motherfucking dates of shit I got to do. I got a calendar already filled with shit on that motherfucker all the way up to 2030.
All right. Yeah, you like the Chinese.
Fuck yeah, I know what I'm going to do every day of the motherfucking week and when I'm going to do it and how much of motherfucking money I'm going to make in 2 years and when I make it and what the fuck I'm going to do 2 days after I motherfucking cash that check. I got all that shit in place. I got shit to do. But it makes sense. That's why I couldn't argue with you. Doc, as bad as I wanted to debate your ass on that conversation, I couldn't because I know that it makes sense.
Yeah,
I know that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense in a sense, but it don't make sense. Because you fuck around and, you know, I ain't stopping. I'm not stopping. I got other shit. I mean, I got so much shit to motherfucking do, I ain't even created it shit yet.
I ain't mad at you.
I just can't have a relationship. You feel me? I can't. Who the fuck lives like that? Are you serious? Who lives like that? Oh, my God. I'd be like, oh, my God. I think I have a fucking anxiety attack living like that. Are you fucking serious? Oh, my God, going to work, waiting on my nigga to me. Oh, my God, that's so fucking boring. Oh, shit. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, shit. Ooh, that's too much. That's mm-mm. Fuck, what the fuck do you do? What the fuck do you do?
I think that's why you're not a candidate for his 19th wife. But I am more so. I think that is a perfect illustration of why I'm a better candidate for the 19th wife. Yeah.
You know, this is a campaign year, Jolly, so I hear you.
Well, you know.
It's a bunch of
hoes
trying to campaign for Dr. Mutwa.
Well,
be right back. Everybody campaigning for Dr. Mutwa. That nigga got game, though. You feel me? You got to watch for the hook with Dr. Mutwa. I met many of niggas just like him. You got to watch for the hook. You give him the pussy for free, and it ain't shit. You can't even get it back. It's fucked up. You got to watch. You got to watch Dr. Mutwa. You really have to give yourself a psychological goddamn ass whipping before you goddamn go on his show, because you'll fuck around and fall in love with this dictrine. You feel me? Not his dick, his doctor, the dictrine. Nigga got dictrine.
How many beers you done had, Don?
Huh?
How many beers you done had?
I ain't had but one.
You said two.
Well, yeah, one
see,
earlier
we
at 12 noon.
You motherfucking lie.
I had one at 12 and I had one tonight. Trust me, it is not. First of all, nigga, it ain't alcohol. It's beer. And it's white folks beer. It's white man's beer. Get a white man back his shit.
You see why, Don, you can't be his wife? Because he'd already try to control what you drink.
No, he wouldn't. That's why he don't want no young fine, sexy thing. You feel me? Because, you know, what the fuck, I mean, you know what I'm saying? What goddamn, what's the name said? You're not my daddy, you're my man.
Hell yeah.
I mean, who wants a daddy? I want a sugar daddy, but who the fuck wants a daddy?
We got a good one, baby. We make a good cyber love. We good.
They don't be putting that shit on the ethers like that.
Yeah, now I feel uncomfortable. I feel totally uncomfortable right now.
Oh, you know, man, Don got game, too. You feel me? So, Jolene, you just got to up your game. You feel me?
I don't play games.
I do got that how to up your game in 10 seconds.
I don't play games with niggas. I just don't do it.
No, it's not the word game. It's not like, you know, Jack Stones or Uno or some shit like that. It's just like your mind game. You feel me? You got to up your mind. Game is not a bad word. Please don't run from it.
No, I do understand the necessity for it, and I think it's a beautiful way that, you know, certain people interact. I just don't interact that way.
How do you interact?
Sincerely.
Are you serial?
Yeah. I'm sincerely me, and I find that me being myself all the time is the perfect game for these niggas, because some of them think that this is what they want, and so they, you know, they gear up and they put on this bravado like this is exactly what they want. But because I maintain myself all the time, they quickly realize, oh no, this is not what I want.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what's up, man. You got to be yourself. I mean, shit. That's the best thing to be is yourself.
Amen.
That's the best thing to be, shit, you know. But I you never watched any of, you know, The Mac? You never watched The Mac?
The Mac?
Yes, The Mac.
Well, yes, I have seen The Mac.
Oh, guess what, man? I got a call today, man, and goddamn, I thought about you. I got a call today asking me will I be attending. Guess what? You wouldn't believe it. It's going on. Probably already happened. Hey, they called me today. Asked me what the fuck they called me. Asked me was I be attending.
Oh, God. What did they call you to ask you were you attending?
Luther Campbell's party tonight.
Did he make it in?
I don't fucking know. When the bitch called me, she called me like right after the show. Well, she called me early. I didn't answer, but she called me. I called her back right after the show, see what the fuck she wanted. And they already down there in Miami. Asked me will I be attending the party. I said, did he fucking win yet? Did the shit come in yet? She was like, nah, but we'll know at the party. You know, that's how they do it. They throw a party. Then when the votes come in at the party, then you'll know if a motherfucker won or not. So you already at the party. So if you win, you can celebrate. If you lose, you just have a party. Play some music. But, yeah, it's tonight. Well, it was already. I'm sure niggas done left. I don't know, man. Anybody can Google that shit? Did that motherfucker get that shit? If Luke got that motherfucker, it's a brand new day.
I know, right? I'm,
if that nigga become mayor of fucking Miami, nigga, I'm running. I'm fine. I'm going to go ahead and run for my town. Because I've been putting it out for 3 years.
It doesn't say. They didn't make it.
It's a brand new day. I don't want to hear no more niggas saying that the white man holding back black folk. If Luke get in that motherfucker, don't give me that. Don't give me that speech. Don't give me that Bama weed. I don't want that shit. I don't want to hear no more. That motherfucker become mayor. Miami's big. Miami is fucking big. I can't see that happening.
Really?
I just can't, I mean, you know, shit, man, like, Miami, are you serious? All them motherfucking Latinos, all them big fucking gangster-ass crackers down in that motherfucker, Cubans galore doing that, I mean, are you fucking serious? Like, nigga, if that motherfucker get it, that means God was really black. Fuck that.
Yeah, I think that would be I think that's a little more, than Obama. Luke being mayor. Luke being mayor. It's just like, wait, what? You really couldn't tell niggas shit after that. I mean, you already can't tell niggas shit after Obama, but if Luke gets it, you really couldn't tell niggas shit then.
I hope he won. I fucking died with Jesse. I just, I pray. No, what's another word?
I want him, I want him to win. Yeah.
I will that he won. We need to find out. Yeah. If that motherfucker did that shit, I'm certainly setting up shop in Miami, too.
Yeah.
I am.
They haven't announced
it, though. Well, I think it's gangster, though. If just the fact that the nigga ran for mayor anyway is gangster. Fuck it. Niggas ain't scared no more, man. It's a brand new fucking day. Ain't that some powerful shit?
Hell yeah.
Niggas, I mean, can you imagine 60 years ago, motherfuckers was like, you should run. Oh, no. Oh, I couldn't. I could never run. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not in this. Oh, no. Cracker would never let me win. But, man, niggas are just taking the thought and running with it. You feel me? That shit is incredible.
Have you seen him on his campaign trail? I just love it. You know? I love it.
You know what? You know, wait, not, I haven't seen him on the campaign trail. I ain't changing the subject, though, but like I said, niggas are taking the thought and running with it or taking the advice and running with shit. You heard about the two black women they're pilots. They fly commercial planes. You heard about them all?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I meant to put they shit up on Georgia Got, so I apologize. I've been lazy. But both of them, okay, both of them. One of them, uncle or somebody, told them, you should think about flying. This was right after, what's funny, it was right after I said everybody get their pilot license and shit. It was right after that show. And, but, you know, one of them told him, a pilot, her uncle is a pilot that fly commercial. And he said, you know what, you should go to school to be a pilot. You should think about flying one of these bitches. And the bitch did. And the bitch is. And the other chick was, said that, somebody came to her, too, and said the same shit, you know, but it wasn't a relative, and said, you ever thought about flying? And bitch said, hell nah. Said, you should. You should think about flying. And the bitch, and she thought about it and did it, and she is. And that gangster?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. The old fly commercial got there. I forgot, ASA or some shit. They fly ASA. And it was crazy because the white bitch who interviewed them motherfuckers, don't ever do an interview with crackers, man. Please, whatever you do, don't give a fuck how big you get or how goddamn you stay the size you are. Don't do a cracker interview. I don't give a fuck. Please don't, whatever you do, don't. But the white bitch, fuck that hoe. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her. I told her, see, this is what happens when you throw white folks in your conversation. You forget your point, see? That's another shit that's on the list. Don't throw white folks in your conversation because you fuck around and forget the point. The rims and the spinners and the hair weave and nails is still at the bottom of the fucking list. Shit. Goddamn. Deal with the shit that's...
Yeah, the most pertinent shit.
Yeah, that's imperative to get rid of. Shit.
You
fuck.
Did an interview with a white bitch, and she asked them.
Oh, so she asked them, she said, what was it like some of the passengers when they saw y'all two leave the cockpit? And it was like, well, we get the looks all the time, you know? Like, you know, a lot of our, you know, flyers was like, oh, my, was that you flying the plane? And then the little black girls was like, and we was like, yeah. I fucking love it. Like, crackers gonna put their life in a nigga bitch hands. That's some gangster shit. Shocked that a motherfucker with them two bitches come out of that motherfucker with that captain suit on, boy. I'm telling you, I'm almost finished. I'll have my license in a minute. I'm gonna be flying too, y'all bullshit. Shit, fuck that shit. I got to know everything before I leave this bitch. See? Do you see what I'm saying, Dr. Mutwai? See, it's important that your bitch has some shit under her belt. What the fuck? If shit hit the fan, Dr. Mutwai, which one of your 19 hoes don't know how to fly something? You see how important it is?
Yeah, man.
To accomplish great things. Mm-hmm. Think outside the box.
Yeah.
It's important shit. I got a lot of shit I got to do before I settle down.
Yeah, I want you to do it.
Hey, y'all,
just laugh.
Why you laugh, man?
I feel like Dr. Mutua cannot really talk at this time of hour.
He can, but that motherfucker got
no, his voice is though. Just too, it's like everything he says is fucking sexy for no reason.
He probably
like,
playing with his dick.
You can.
I won't. You're all up in it. You're all up in it. Why you gotta out me like that?
I'm just gonna fuck around playing with a dick right now. Oh, he said, you can.
That's what happens when you have old wives. They be sleep at this hour. You gotta play with your own shit. See?
We'll get you for that.
This is what happens. You know, you get you somebody young, it keeps the life in you. I'm telling
put
you.
Put something on your page for that one, Jolly.
Uh-oh. And fire liners need her young man. Shit. Fire, she probably got one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fire liner got her young man about 30. She got her nigga about 34.
35, yep. I was just about to say.
35. Yep. He act old for his age. That's what she tell her friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's very mature. He's mature for his age. And his mother and father was Black Panthers, too. We actually went into the same goddamn temple. Five hours, boy, you got to get you a young man, baby. Goddamn, got to get you thing back. You feel me? She going to catch a goddamn prosecutor or a goddamn judge, though. Oh, he 38. Okay. We was close. But she probably gonna call one of them little young niggas fresh out of goddamn law school. You feel me? That's why she be hanging around at the courthouse talking about she trying to got she goddamn being a lawyer. Bitch, you ain't been no damn lawyer. It's not lying, shout. You know where to catch one at. Shit. I used to hang around them courthouses too, nigga. I had a few lawyers in my day. Few attorneys. Shit. You need an older man, Jolly. You need an older man, a wiser man.
I do.
Fuck yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you need an older man, very wiser, settled, you know what I'm saying, that burnt out and sowed his royal oats and all that shit, done mastered all that shit that, you know, don't look at bitches' ass when they walk by. I mean, a real motherfucking man.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Dr. Mutua, do you want more children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where you going to get that at? Fuck, you gonna go get that shit at it. Toys R Us, motherfucker.
Jolly, you fertile, right, Jolly?
Absolutely, I'm fertile. No, it's you. Very fertile.
When was your last child? How was your last child, Jelly?
My son will be 10 years old in June.
Oh, okay. It's about time because you want more, though, don't you?
I've been thinking about it. I hadn't wanted more, but for some reason, mm-hmm. right now, against my own self, I do want more.
Well, you ain't got shit to do. Go on and push one out.
No, I do have shit to do. That's exactly why.
I got shit to do. I got plenty of things to do. Oh fuck no, that'll be a curse. That's a curse for me. I'm damned. Bad. Damned. Why would the gods forsake me? That or torment me would be my fucking shit. And that motherfucker would be in a mayonnaise jar. Like yesterday.
Yeah, children put you in a whole nother mindset, and they keep you there.
Yeah, that baby in your fucking belly, who the fuck wants that shit? Ain't Hell no. Hell no. I got shit to do, Lord Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I've been having babies since I was 15. I passed that motherfucking baton to hoes. Fuck that. Y'all can have that shit. I've been there, done that, and had enough. Had more than enough. I like children, though. I fucking like them for a minute, but not for an hour. Fuck no.
For a quick
minute. Quick fucking minute. I can't do it. It's too much. It's too much. Come on, sweetheart. What up, Midnight? How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, daughter. What's going on, baby? How are you?
You got it, sweetheart. What's good? Thank you for joining in.
Well, baby, you know I've been on, day in and day out, coming in the chat room. I got a house full of people, so most of the time I ain't even been able to speak. What the fuck is funny? I ain't in the chat room. What's funny?
God damn, Jolie, man. That bitch is she's a fucking character. I'm so, yes, but yeah, so you had a lot of people there.
No, I have a house for the last.
Oh, okay.
So tomorrow my big day, so I'm just relaxing.
What you got for the what's your big day, baby? You mind sharing?
Graduating.
You graduating from what?
From school. Fuck you mean from what?
I mean, for what? I'm not like that. Like, not, I knew from school, but for what? Like, from what are you getting your shit for?
Well, you know.
What is it?
I'm all about child psychology.
Oh, child psychology. Incredible. Wow, nigga, you're going to be a child psychologist.
Man, I'm done with New York. I'm coming down here next, November.
All right, let me tell you how to market yourself. I'll be gone in November. I'll tell you how to market yourself when you get here, right? Market yourself to all of the black, what do you call this, man? My vocabulary is short. The wealthy black people here in Georgia. You know, market yourself to their children. You know, that's let that be your target. Because they kids fucked up, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you got, man? I mean, what you got, braids or something, man? Because you're going to have to change your whole goddamn New York thing with your fucking Timberlands, and she's going to have to suit up, baby. You're going to have to look like your motherfucking psychologist. You feel me?
Nah, I don't, I got the wardrobe, baby. I'm good.
And you're going to have to change your Facebook page. You're going to have to delete that shit, start over, call yourself Dr. Whatever your last name is, for real. You're going to have to switch. You have to switch this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no need to go to school to be a child psychiatrist and you ain't got no patience. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
That's another level. That's some other shit there. That's, you know, because mind you, black people, they are not finna patronize your ass if you don't look like you should be patronized. Then, that's just a stereotyping. So, but that's your demographics, them motherfuckers right there. You'll take a few stragglers here and there.
We'll see what it brings.
I'm telling you, man. I'm just giving you your target. Because what's the point? I'm just saying, what's the point? Because after you get that paper tomorrow, right? Or today? You get it today?
Today.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so you get that paper today, baby. Time to switch up. Go ahead and just start getting ready, you know. Life is a stage. Perform.
Just open up another business. I don't even want to talk about it. You know what I want to talk about?
What you want to talk about, baby?
I finally watched that motherfucking movie, Insidious.
Oh, I ain't going to watch that shit.
I'm going to tell you. That's that motherfucking shit right there. That's that shit that I had dreamt about. I mean, actually went through. And my mama sitting in, I looked at her, I said, now, you remember when I told you this shit? Y'all motherfuckers thought I was off my rocker when I told y'all about this shit about a year ago. My last summer.
So, and what they looked at you and said what?
Everything that white woman said in that movie about the astral travel, about the woman who came to get the boy.
The little boy, yeah.
Yeah, but it basically was unfinished business. That's why I believe in motherfuckers who be fucking up and then bring that shit to their children. You know what I'm saying? Bring that shit to their children. It's always like an unfinished business with somebody in the family, you know?
You're right. I mean, that's just how black folks do each other. You know, because if it was a white family, for real, though, and their child had that experience and they told them, they would go find a motherfucking expert in that field to sit down and talk to their child about it. You know what I'm saying? They believe their children for some fucking reason.
Shit, me.
They do.
Mm-mm.
Shit.
Mm-mm.
Shit.
I told a woman who gave birth to me, I told her what happened that time. She said, son, let me call you right back. That chick didn't call me back. I said, these motherfuckers think I'm gone. And then, the woman who raised me, who's in this house right now, I kept pausing.
Wait. The woman that raised you is in your house right now?
Yeah, she's here. My brother's here. She's here. Solomai is here. They all here.
Okay, so go ahead. What happened?
I kept pausing, and I said, now, you remember when I told you that about the woman that was told me that she was supposed to be my guardian angel, but the bitch was nothing but a demon from another world? I said, see? I said, now, it ain't like this movie been out a year. This movie just came out. And I said, now, do you see what I'm talking about? It's the same exact thing I told you. She's like, yes, sir, you all right? And they're going to say, are you okay? I said, no, are you okay? I said, no, is you okay? I said, y'all motherfuckers be thinking motherfuckers is gone off the rock because y'all believe so much. I don't hear Jesus more than I care to hear in my house. Jesus. Now, you know my back all twisted. She got some Florida water. You know that water that you put in your tub?
Yeah.
What? Florida water is water you put in your tub? What?
It's this water that come in a bottle. It's water that come in like a matter of fact, I ain't gonna say water that come in a bottle. It's like a wine bottle. And it's got an aroma to it. It's clear. They call it Florida water.
I literally bring people back Florida water when I go.
But what do you do with Florida water?
Put in your water bathtub.
Right.
What, like a bubble bath?
I don't know. I mean, you take it in water. You can put it. Some people just take it in plain water. They run just plain water and, you know, pour it in their tub or whatever. So she took it and she smacked it on my back. Come on, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
And it made your back feel better, right?
Nah. The Florida water made it feel better. I don't know if Jesus made it feel better.
Jesus did that shit. Jesus in that goddamn water. That's a great combination.
Oh, man.
She said she rebuked it. You only rebuked the devil. She was trying to get the devil out of you in the form of saying, oh, nigga, let me help your back. Shit, she think your ass got the devil. That's what the fuck that bitch did. Okay.
You know what? While we're talking about that, I had this massage done once because you were talking about Florida water. And, I generally don't like massages because I'm very sensitive and normally they hurt. But it was after a real traumatic ordeal, and I went and I got a massage done by this black woman. And she offered me the massage done with the rainwater, right? Well, she's doing the drop, and I can feel the energy from the drop before it hits my back, okay? And she gets down to like right under my shoulder blade, and she, you know, puts the drop, and I swear to you, I know this is true, this bitch done opened up a portal in my back or some shit, because when she dropped that drop right there, I had no control over my emotions, and it was so severe that I had to go back to her to close it up, and she never closed it up completely.
No, you never go back to the motherfucker that opens it up.
That's what I learned after that, because she never fucking closed it completely, and I still, to this day, I am extremely sensitive around that area of my back, so much so that sometimes I will be sitting somewhere or laying somewhere, and I'll totally feel this concentrated energy right into my spine, and I'm, like, forever open.
Well, you better motherfucking barricade that ass, because that shit, that ain't good.
No, it's not. I can feel that it's not good.
Damn, so you went back to her, and what the fuck did the bitch do?
She said that the concentrated level that she gave me was too high. So so she attempted to dilute what she had already given me, and it didn't
work. Yeah, but that would still open it up, though. It's the same thing. She probably should have got the sand or something. Throw sand on your back or something.
I really wish I could express before that drop even hit, I was wide open. But when it hit, I'm talking about I'm laying on this lady's table, wish like feeling inside of crying. But
what
all
made
I
you go
was,
to her, Jolly?
I had just gotten out of jail. And I needed to work all of that shit out. And what it ended up doing was open me up wider.
Hell yeah, look like, yeah. Shit, I don't fuck with none of them hoes. I had a bitch that used to give me some goddamn water. I forgot the name of that shit. And shit, I never motherfucking told about you got them, here, take this to get you a spiritual bath. I said, bitch, I ain't putting that shit in my fucking water, ho. I'm not fucking with that shit. I don't fuck with none. I am just fine. Whatever the fuck my issue is, I can resolve it. I don't fuck with it. No.
You know what I'm learning? I'm learning that the things that you have a natural inclination to avoid are things that you need to avoid. Do not like massages. I've always hated them. I've never been, you know, fond of them. But, you know, there are so many benefits to them that...
Right, but I don't like all that. Like, them spiritual fucking bastards that be trying to do that shit in the form of goddamn massages. Oh, no, I stay the fuck away from it. I go to a spa. No, regular bastards that got their goddamn degree in just motherfucking massaging. Ain't all that extra shit? No way.
And some insurance.
Insurance.
No fucking way. So what you say, Muta?
I said, you got some insurance. A lot of these joints, you could get an insurance and fuck up your skin or something with a nail. You can't even sue them.
Right. No, I don't fuck with none of them. No. I had a bitch call me today talking about she a psychic now. And all this other shit.
Right.
Tell me a whole bunch of my role with witches and... all this other shit. You know, I ain't scared of the word wish, though, but I was like, this woman done lost her damn mind. So I do readings now. But, you know, it's so interesting how motherfuckers don't want to really tell you what they call you for. So they really want you to offer, like, oh, you do, bitch?
Yeah.
You want to do mine? Oh, what? You want to come on my show? I ain't saying nothing. I said, well, God bless you. That sounds very nice. That's good. Some of you have my high priestess now. I said, that's good, too. God bless you.
I can't stand when people try to bait you. I hate that shit. Just fucking tell me who you called me for. This chick called me the other day with some shit like that, and I'm not used to her calling me. So when she called me, I immediately was like thinking to myself, what did she want? So I fucking call her back. We shooting the shit like we normally fucking two chatty Cathys and shit, and it's like, bitch, what do you want? Like, what did you call me for? I knew it wasn't to shoot the shit with my ass. I hate that shit.
Yeah, man, I guess she wanted me to goddamn co-sign on that shit. I don't fucking know. Like, to me, you know, if it don't make dollars, it just don't make sense to me. Certain conversations, you feel me? Like, the shit, just the fuck you calling me for? I ain't heard from your ass in 3 years. You gotta tell me that you're a witch, that you're a high priestess, and a fucking psychic. Okay.
That she should have known that you weren't gonna fucking take the bait.
Yeah, right. I'm like, well, that's good, man. How your daughter doing? How that doing? Well, God bless all of them. I stay away from them motherfuckers, though. You know, I don't fuck with them. I roll with a lot of them fucking witches and those spiritual bitches and motherfucking racky hoes and shit, man. Fuck, no, no, no. Well, you got to set that up, though, Jolly. You got to set that up. And that's fucked up. Midnight, your back still fucked up. But, you know, I can heal it for you, though, but it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well.
You don't mind.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm not coming to Atlanta for work or anything. I mean, this is just something that I'm going to have under my belt. You know, we doing our own thing. I'm not going to be working for nobody but myself.
Like that's what I'm talking about. But what are you talking about?
I'm talking about opening up my own facility.
Your own facility of what?
I don't know. We thinking about that now. We, you know, my.
I mean, sweetheart, you went to school for that. You got your degree,
yeah,
so you might as well open up, get you a nice office space in Midtown somewhere or Atlantic Station. You know what I'm saying? And set up shop. You understand? It's real simple. Set your office up. I mean, why the fuck do you spend money and time on school if you don't motherfucking make paper from paper?
Hey, I'm just looking at if anything goes wrong with our business as far as the speaking, you know, jumping off, whatever. Then I can get into my
God. No, you get into that first, baby. And that's where your money's going to come from. Are you serial? And then you get to help our children. Are you serious? I mean, what the fuck are you going to open up? A goddamn record store? Newspaper? What? I mean, what the fuck? What the business venture is other than, you know, helping these children?
Our magazine is going to emerge this summer, the Mystique magazine. My father's back home now, so we...
So are you coming to... Yeah, that's the business venture? That's what you're going to focus on after graduation?
I could do it here, but... I'm just want to get up out of New York. I just want warm weather. Or else I would go to New York City and stay there. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Oh, You lost me, sweetheart.
I know you did. So why you just, you know, why you said you see what I'm saying when you know it? Instead of going left blank, I went blank right.
Shit, yeah, you went here. Yeah. Cause you lie. I mean, I don't understand that shit. Like, man, I kick my child ass if somebody tell me they fucking got something under their fucking belt,
hey,
and call a goddamn degree and shit,
and gonna
take up tap dancing.
I paid my own way through school. Nobody put a goddamn penny in my education.
That's not the point. I just don't understand that shit. Like, I mean, what the fuck did you mean? You know, like, goddamn, like this is a. You know, this is a nice industry. That's a nice business to get into. And it's unfortunately that there's not anybody smart enough in your clique to say, nigga, focus on opening up a goddamn office building, you know, and become the most infamous, renowned, the greatest psychiatrist that we have, a psychologist that we have. Are you serious? Like, if that's not entrepreneurship, what the fuck is? You got that under your belt. That's what most doctors do when they graduate. They open up a fucking clinic, and they sit their ass there, and they charge patients 15 fucking minutes, and they making, goddamn, one clinic makes about $20,000. A black-owned business make about $20,000 a fucking week off their fucking patients. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and in Atlanta, there's not that many black male psychologists. So, that's a wide open field for you.
I mean, that shit is...
I'm thinking about Mystique. I really am. I'm thinking about Mystique.
Well, you
I'm
can think about Mystique by taking care of what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, what's under your belt. Because Mystique gonna need it. I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't even want your ass to help in my shit. Help me by motherfucker setting up shop in your shit. I mean, that's how like minds come together and big business decisions are made. You know what I'm saying? After everybody made a nice penny. Then they sit at the fucking table and figure out what's the next order of business. That then they come together and then they build the next order of business and that shit runs efficiently and sufficiently. Like, I don't understand that shit. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You're breaking my heart, Midnight. It feels like my heart is broken. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no way in hell I'm going to school and then say I'm going to open up a burger joint with my cousin. What?
Why did you get your degree, Midnight, if you didn't plan on using it? Is it like a backup degree? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just doing something. It's a backup plan. It's plan B. My plan A is to basically put this magazine to have an international magazine, which is already being put in place. And Nada, you know we've been working on this for the last
years. Also been going to school, so there's no difference. I mean, that ain't got shit to do with it.
I mean, you know, I don't know what, like I said, y'all know more than I do as far as what's in Atlanta, but like I said, I didn't come to Atlanta.
I mean, it don't matter wherever you go, you should set up your office, your clinic, your office. Are you serious?
I want to set up something in my home.
Okay, fine. Do that shit too. It don't matter, but I don't understand that shit. I'm like a nigga with a car and don't want to drive and prefer to catch the bus. I don't get it. It's a certain shit I just don't get. Maybe it's just me. It's maybe not you. It's just me. I'm fucked. I just don't get it. I'm fucked. That's shit.
I'm listening to you. I mean, I done heard it not only from you. I done heard it from a few other people, but, you know, me and my pops got a plan. And we gonna stick to it. I mean, I would like for somebody to let a black man use his mind for a change. I hate it when we cannot use our mind and let us stick with our plan. You know, I mean, I know niggas done fucked up everything, but come on now. I mean, we have a plan. I done got.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.